got to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what they're wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth. Instead of divide, I forgot, I'm talking and trying to do this show, right? It doesn't work that way, Jesse. Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Welcome to the show. Hi, y'all. It's Wednesday. And Manhood Hour is always in the third hour on Wednesday. That's amazing. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E. Jesse. And my biblical question, a doozy. The biblical question. How can you change your future? How can you change your future? How? How now, brown cow? How can you change your future? Amazing. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And as I've said before, we are here Monday through Friday from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Pacific time, 9 to noon Eastern time, and are heard around the world by everybody and they mama. And if you're black, everybody and their mama. And we are heard around up and down the world for the flat earther. All right? We love everybody, even the flat earthers. So if you're running around and you're like, hey, I want to listen to this show. I wish I could hear it as it is happening. You can. You can podcast and, of course, catch it later just in case you miss a portion of it. But you can be listening on your iPhone or iPad by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Amazing. All right, so you have no excuses. A spiritual battle. A warfare between good and evil. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, period. It's against spirits and principalities and wickedness and high places. And if you haven't seen by now, you will never, ever, 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 ever see how wicked human beings are. You won't see it. But you can. But it first start with you. Everything start with you first, at home, first, your home. So work on yourself if you want, or stay in your hell, right? Because I know most people have always and will always love their misery. And they don't want you to tell them how to get out. I understand that. But I got to tell you this. I got to tell you this. This is amazing. The great white hope, Donald Trump, however it happened, I don't know, but I recognize it when I see it. And it's rare. It's rare. It's so rare, it stands out. Some of you have heard that today is Happy Liberation Day. Today is Liberation Day. Isn't that amazing? I didn't know there was Liberation Day until this morning when I was meeting with my producer. He like, today is Happy Liberation Day. I'm like, what the? But Donald Trump, the great white hope, have found the secret to living life right here on earth. If one person knows, he does. And I don't agree with him putting all these women in charge, but he knows what he's doing, believe me. So I respect that and leave it alone. I don't agree with it, but I'm not mad about it. He knows what he's doing. I trust him. Donald Trump, if you all were to not be so judgmental, if you were not judgmental and learn how to observe things without judging them with thoughts, eyes, words, emotions, overreaction, gesture, and all that, you will be able to see too. Donald Trump has something that very few men who walk the earth discovers. And there, when you read history, there have been men, one or two great men along the road who have discovered the very same thing. Which means that it can be discovered, right? But Donald Trump knows how life works. I don't know if his father taught him that, or did he grow up just interested in life itself, how it worked. But he knows it, and he make it work. Right now, Donald Trump is doing this tariff thing. And as a result, the people who have no clue about life on the sideline, he's moving too fast. He's doing this too much. I interviewed a guy on the Fallen State yesterday, upcoming episode, one of the people I interviewed yesterday. And he is a American Atheist Organization or something like that. And he lives in Canada, even though he's an American citizen. He's like, I just don't know what Donald Trump moving too fast. I just don't like what he's doing with Canada. He's just moving too fast. And what I've come to realize, the people who are saying that Donald Trump is moving too fast, they only, first of all, repeated what they heard in the media, somebody else said. But what do you mean he's moving too fast? He's doing the work, not you. You're not doing anything. So how is he moving too fast? Is he running over you? And so the media, the Democrat representative, those who vote for the Democrats, some of them, they're like, Donald Trump, the turf thing is not going to work. We're going to have a recession. We're going to this and we're going to that. The stock market's going down and this and that. I'm like, don't worry. What goes up must come down. Have you ever seen anything go up and it didn't come down? So, okay, you're going to feel a little pinch of toughness at first, but it's going to work itself out. What Donald Trump is doing, is going to work itself out. I have no doubt about it. It almost, right now, it feels like it did when I was, when I was growing up, number one, and then when I left Alabama at 18, and I went over to Indiana to get me a job so I can come to L.A., and jobs were everywhere. I worked at Endless Steel. Steel mill jobs were so easy to get, it wasn't even funny, and it paid buku money, by the way, because I only had to work, I worked 2 weeks to get one paycheck, and then I quit and came here. What Donald Trump is doing, don't worry. Don't listen to the Democrats and the media, because all they're trying to do is to get back in power. What they think is power. It's not real power, but power and wealth. They are afraid of losing their money and all these little buddies losing their money. So they're trying to put fear in you to tell you that this is not going to work when they have nothing better to offer. Think about that. It's not like they're offering you a better opportunity. And they are trying to make you think, Donald Trump moving too fast. This is not going to work. Booker was up on the floor yesterday, and apparently he talked for hours about nothing. He had nothing to offer. Cory Booker, he black. He had nothing to offer. I want you to listen to the people who are saying, Donald Trump moving too fast. They had nothing to offer. Bunch of losers. Really, they don't say, well, this is how we should do it. We've been in office for years. We've done it. We did it better. They have nothing to offer. Donald Trump, don't worry, folks. He knows what he's doing. Booker, Cory Booker, stood up there and ran his mouth for 25 hours, talking loud and saying nothing. Really, he said nothing. And they all, the blacks, Lord, help the blacks. They always start out, we shall overcome. We shall overcome someday. When are you going to overcome? What's up? You ain't overcame yet. They keep that black thing going so they can control the other blacks to make them think that they're working on their behalf. Today is Happy Liberation Day. Don't worry. The tariff thing will work. Steel mills will come back. Jobs will be available, and taxes will go down. It's in the air. It's everywhere. It's in the air. It's everywhere. Ooh, girl. I'm losing you. I can feel it in my bone. Any day you'll be gone. Ooh, girl, I'm losing you. Your pains will be gone. Physical as far as taking care of yourself financially. The pain gonna go. I can feel it in the air. It's everywhere. Be patient. Donald Trump knows what he's doing here. And the Democrats knows that he knows what he's doing, but they don't want you to know that he knows what he's doing because they need you to vote them back in or vote for them or whatever because they have nothing to offer right now. Zero. Zero. Donald Trump has learned the secret to life. And if you were to work on yourself and really pay attention to you, know thyself, you will learn the secret to life, too. It'll reveal itself, and it's amazing. It's really amazing. And I can see it in Donald Trump. So don't worry. Work on you and overcome worry. Work on you and have a wait-and-see attitude. And don't let these losers tell you, oh, he's moving too fast. The stock's going down. Did you know, I wonder if hate knows about this, with the hate news, not the fake news, that yesterday in California, sales tax went up. And they went up because the voters voted to have sales tax go up. I guess the last time we voted, I didn't vote for it. But they voted. The dominant voters voted to have sales tax go up. The last time we voted, and it was supposed to start now, and it started yesterday. Sales tax went up in California yesterday while California is burning. Think about that. He said, I did not know that. CNN doesn't tell me real news, but he listened to CNN. I heard it on the local news here, yesterday. I was watching the local news, and they mentioned that yesterday. And they said the voters voted for it because a lot of the vote, they went out and they talked to the voters about sales tax jumped, increase. They're like, I didn't know that. Why? And the report, like, you voted for it, dummy. You voted. You told the government you want to pay more money in California. Sales tax jumped from 9.5% to 9.75%, according to the LA Times. Think about that, folks. The voters voted for taxes. I bet they were mostly welfare people. DEI people, especially in California. But sales taxes went up yesterday. And it's not that Gavin Newsom or the government did it. The people voted for it. They put it on the ballot and the people said yes. They're like, do you want more sales tax? Do you want to pay more taxes? Yes. Okay. Vote yes. And they did it. And then they cried. But Donald Trump knows what he's doing. Have a way to see. This man is doing more for you than any government in the last 80 years or so. Really. More than Ronald Reagan. Amazing, huh? So don't let anybody tell you things are going to get worse. You may feel little things go down or up for a minute, but don't worry. They're going to even themselves out. America will be booming. It will be booming. NPR, President Trump is set to unveil what he has been calling reciprocal tariff. Taxes on imported goods from a broad range of countries. This is from WTHR. President Donald Trump says Wednesday will be Liberation Day. Now Cory Booker could be saying free at last, free at last. Thank God Almighty, I'm free at last. A moment when he plans to roll out a set of tariff that he promised would set the United States, would free the United States from foreign goods. Why is this from WTHR?
Because they know I don't play games.
On the eve of what he calls Liberation Day, President Trump is getting ready to unveil his new plan for tariffs. Taxes on imported goods on every country.
Whatever they charge us, we charge them, but we're being nicer than they were.
While the president says he has a plan, the size and scope are a mystery, and the uncertainty could lead to higher prices for most U.S. industries. But a majority of Republican lawmakers are standing with Trump.
Amazing, huh? A true leader. A true leader. Don't worry, folks. Just have a wait and see. Don't jump ahead. Have a wait and see. Don't believe what the media and the Never Trumpers are telling you. This is going to work. Oh, it's going to work. And the war going up. Fox 11 began in April 1. Several cities across Southern California see higher sales tax. Most of the increases, particularly for cities in Los Angeles County, are the results of Measure 8, the Los Angeles County Homeless Services and Affordable Houses Ordinance, approved by voters in November of 2024. So don't cry. Don't cry me a river. You voted for it. I never voted for those measure things. I always say no. You voted for it. Just think about it. They create a homeless mess in our city. The government created the homeless people in L.A., by the way, in California, period. And then they make you pay for it. Can't you see Carrie Bass, a loser, smiling right now? How glad she is the city voted to increase taxes. And that she, I'm going to help the homeless. While your city burns down, I'm going to Africa, by the way. I got to go to a party. y'all deal with that later. So don't complain about the sales tax in L.A. You did it. And then the homeless people are so nasty and evil, you should totally ignore them. Really. When you're driving by them, don't even look at them. Because they look at you and they give you goo-goo eyes and then you pull your wallet out or your purse. Don't look at them. Don't smile or anything. Don't even wave. But anyway, there is something that you don't see in a lot of people in Donald Trump. And because most people never going to find that treasure that's inside of them. Oh, we have a treasure inside of us. But you just don't know how to get rid of the waste so that the treasure can come forth. Because you are not putting you first. The idea of you putting you first blows you like, uh-oh, I can't do it. That's selfishness to put myself first. It's really selfishness not to put yourself first. Work on you, and you will see how to live life. And life will become amazing. There are a whole bunch of stumbling blocks in you that you don't even realize that you have. Really. Because you won't know yourself. Donald Trump knows himself. 8887. So don't worry about the tariff thing. Be grateful. Today is Liberation Day. I can see it in the air. It's everywhere. Ooh, babe. I'm losing you. Don't worry. Now, Donald Trump and all that he's doing for your physical life, he cannot do anything for your spiritual life. That's on you. You got to work on you. Hate is telling me right now in some of the cities, sales tax is more than 50%. I mean, I'm sorry, 10%. My bad, 10%. More than 10%. My bad. Let me go 888-775-3773. Let me go to Jason out of Buffalo, New York. Jason, is this exciting news for you?
What about the tariffs? No.
What?
Somebody about the tariffs?
Yes.
No, it's not.
And why not?
Because, like you said, like it's not. We don't have the. We're not even in place to start building cars here to start doing things like that.
But if you don't work to get it in place, how will you get in place? Be in place.
So
don't you have to start somewhere?
Yeah. So if you like, wouldn't it have been better to prepare to have America prepare for the impact of the taxes, so it wouldn't like the people wouldn't feel such a burden?
What do you mean?
You know how hard you don't know like, what you mean. You don't know the burden. Like a lot of people gonna be paying. It's gonna cost more for everything. It's gonna be a lot of inflation.
And how do you know that?
Even Trump even said it's going to be a little pain. People going to have to pay more.
But how do you know there will be a lot of inflation and all that?
Like, prices are going to go up.
How do you know?
There's, if you add on a tax, if you add on a price, if you add on a tax to what you're paying right now, it's going to cost more. So that's inflation when the price goes up.
And why you call that inflation?
Because that's what it's called.
Really? So whenever you pay a little bit more for your product, you call it inflation?
It's not just one product. It's when the fact that everything is going up and so, the wages are not going up to meet it.
So are you saying that Trump should not be doing anything but let what was happening continue to happen in the country?
As far as, like, you say countries were taking advantage of it. You know the NAFTA deal?
Who?
You remember the NAFTA deal, the North American, you remember the Trump North NAFTA deal? You remember the North
You said the NAFTA deal?
No, you remember the Trump deal what he had with New Mexico and Canada? You remember when Trump came up with a trade agreement with
Canada? But Trump,
Canada?
Trump didn't do NAFTA.
Not NAFTA, like no MCA, like what do you say, ACM or something?
No.
The Mexico, Canada, American trade. What was it?
I don't know.
Yeah, but I know you know what I'm talking about, though.
Are you talking about the Mexico and Canada agreement with Trump?
Yeah.
Was Trump?
Remember that
was Trump deal.
Yeah. He did that before, right?
And that's the U.S. I'm being told right now, the USMCA. You talking about that?
Yeah, the USMCA, that one.
Oh, okay. Yeah. What about it?
You remember when he did that?
What about it? Yeah, I remember.
Yeah, but then why is he going back on what he had there before? That was the deal that he did.
But what,
he set up the deal.
No,
the
it's just
MCA deal.
No, that's gonna happen, buddy. That's gonna. Don't worry. He's just taking a step back to get something else done to take a few steps forward.
He already did that. Right,
why
so
do you
say
Trudeau?
Before was
why
dead.
Do you think Trudeau? Why do you think Trudeau ran? But do you realize all you're doing
he didn't
is
run.
What?
He didn't run. It's not like that.
Oh no, he ran.
Because
Trump was going to make him governor of Canada. He ran. But
he didn't,
do you
like,
realize?
He didn't run. Like the sense, like because of what Trump is doing, because of Trump, they wouldn't find somebody that can handle Trump the way that Canada feels fit. That
Trudeau can't
Trump.
Handle nobody. What the? Do you realize you're only repeating what other people are saying about this tariff stuff that you have no idea what you're talking about?
No, you don't have no idea what you're talking about. Let me ask
I asked you that question first, and then blah, blah,
okay,
blah.
Okay, all right.
Do
no,
you
but
realize,
I do know what I'm talking about.
Do you
realize? I know what tariffs and taxes
Jason,
are.
Jason, do you realize you're only repeating what others are saying about this? That you have no idea
I'm
what you're talking about?
I'm not repeating what other people are saying.
Yes,
you
are.
Let me give you a different example. It's like you want me to give you a different example. Whenever you have to pay more for something, like whenever like there's a lot of goods and stuff that you have to pay more for something, like say if you're paying for more for Snickers in a store, that ain't really like the price is going up. That's just one item. But when everything, corn, wheat, milk, cars, even like electricity, everything is going up. Have you heard about what happened in Alabama since?
But why would you call that inflation though?
Because that's what it is. That's the definition
of inflation.
No, it's not.
What
is the definition of inflation?
That ain't it. The definition,
what is it then?
The borders over are run, taken over by illegal aliens. They coming into the country. We have to buy them. We paying for their hotels and their travel and their food and their rent. And then crime going up, and we're paying for that. People, home robbery, and we're paying for that.
So you saying that's
the Democratic Party increasing taxes, we're paying for that. That's inflation. What Trump is doing, is going to make you free. All right. So don't worry, buddy. You're going to finally be able to move out of your mama's basement.
Hey, I got one more question.
What?
Since you think like the tariffs and the taxes and all that is going to like.
Hold on. Don't hang up. Hold on. Quick break. Back in a moment.
I just want to say thank you for everything that you do. You've absolutely changed my life for the positive, and I just want to thank you. I was 29-year-old beta, living at home with my mom, and just was living in fear and doubt, and I couldn't hold down a job, and then I found you, and I started listening. I started just being more at peace, and I forgave my mom, and I forgave my father. And it's like right after that, everything just changed in my life, and I was able to get a good job, and I moved out, and I live on my own now, and everything has just changed. And I just want to say thank you, and I appreciate you for spreading that message. It really is a positive message.
Amazing. That's good, man. I want people to know God loves us in ways that there are no words to express, because you have nothing to compare it to, right? Stay with the silent prayer. You haven't seen anything yet. It gets better. Okay, welcome back. 888-7753-773-888-77-JESSE. Quick announcement. The Hake Report coming up at 9 a.m. The Hake. And James Hake is on fire. Did you hear him yesterday? Oh, my God. No fear. No fear. He white with good hair. What are you going to do? Will your hair fall out?
I'll get mocked.
Your hair is not going to fall out because by now it would have happened.
How do you know?
Because it happened before you. It happened between your 20s, like late 20s, 30s. And by 40, it's not going to happen if it hasn't happened.
Okay.
Have you ever seen a 40-year-old man turn bald?
I haven't really noticed. Yes. Yeah, definitely.
No, they were already bald when they reached 40.
Nope. You're wrong.
What man did you see turn bald at 40?
I don't want to dox him.
Oh.
After 40.
I mean, after 40.
Yep.
They were already happening, though.
Somebody says, Hake is a Norwood 3. No, it had not already happened.
Really?
Yep.
You know that for sure?
Mm-hmm.
Normally, you start being bald.
Some people get bald at 18. Some people are bald at 18. Some people are bald later in life.
But it doesn't start in your older age. It begins in the early age.
Right.
And then by the time you're old, it's done.
Yeah, exactly.
But so, I rest my case. My case is rested.
Nuh-uh. Because the baldness doesn't fully appear until later, possibly.
How come the Anchorbaby people never go bald?
Because he's Italian / Spanish.
Oh, they don't go bald.
And they don't go bald.
I don't see many Spanish youth. That's a good point.
Mm-hmm.
Once in a while, you see a Spanish person bald.
Right.
Amazing. So the Hake Report is coming up at 9 a.m. from 9 to 11. Then Joy of Friday TV. Fire. At Brimstone's. You don't want to miss it. Grace and Mercy, both at 11 a.m. And then the American Anchorbaby at 12 noon on Rumble. he is shaking up Rumble. They're like, what's going on here? A brand new episode of the FallenState.tv. I had a very interesting discussion with Mitch Francis. And Mitch is an atheist author, entrepreneur, and CEO of a book, and CEO. He has a book out called Bad A Solution for Today's Big A Problems. I can't say the word. Kids are listening. Watch this.
Next time on The Fallen State.
We have two mass shootings a day. Nobody's doing anything about most of these problems.
Right, and they're getting worse and they're not being solved.
Exactly.
So if you don't believe God exists, who created you?
Chance.
Who is Chance and how did they do this?
No, it's just random luck.
I gotta put you on the hot seat.
What? This is hot, man. I've been on the hot seat for an hour.
True or false, when she's crying, she's lying. It was amazing. Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific time. If the Lord is willing and the creature all right. And last but not least for now, the Miz Forum this Thursday. It's the first Thursday of April already. What the? The first Thursday of April. So come on down, men. And late, I'm looking forward to the ladies' forum. They are like mind-blowing, really. It's interesting to see women really working on this. They are finally like, it reminds me of the good old days when women knew the problems and they knew how to deal with them and they were able to overcome them because they knew. These ladies remind me of that. Every third Thursday night of the month for ladies only. Let me go back to Jason really fast here. Jason, thanks for holding out of Buffalo, New York. Go ahead.
I am. My question is, what makes you think Trump is so right? Because you never took economics, so you don't know like the ramifications of stuff, and you don't understand tariffs, you don't understand inflation, you probably don't understand what microeconomics and what macroeconomics mean.
A black
that's
man.
What I'm saying.
So your question is what?
What makes you think Trump is so right?
I can see his work. And then I can see
Hold on, wait a minute.
Let me answer first, man.
You asked us a question.
Let me answer and then follow up. All right, you follow up. I can see his work. I can see that there's something about him that you don't see in everybody. Though everybody can have that in them if they want it. But I see that. I see where he's coming from.
Okay, what is his work that you haven't seen that you think this is a good idea?
What?
This is somebody that's known for defrauding the government.
Oh, look. Now you're making up stuff again, man. Come on, stop repeating. Stop repeating what CNN and Al Sharpton and all these people say. All you're doing is repeat. You have no idea what you're talking
that's
about.
That's what he did.
So here's what I recommend you do. Oh, let me ask this first.
Just tell me what you have seen.
Before Trump got in office, were things better?
Yes.
What were better?
Everybody had health care. Nobody was working. Like, companies, like, a lot of people had their jobs in the government. Like, companies wasn't worried about, like, where they going to get the materials to keep their businesses and stuff
and
going.
Markets that were open before.
People were like,
Jason, you said everybody had health care. That was better. What was better about that? That we were paying for somebody else's health care. How was that better?
What you mean? We all Americans, aren't we?
How was that better that we were paying for somebody else's health care?
We all Americans, aren't we? Shouldn't we all want to, like, improve the health of all Americans?
No, not at all. I am not responsible for somebody else's health care. And you said people working for the government. How's that better?
Well, we had, like, as far as, like, the FBI, the CIA and stuff like that, we had, like, sources, you know, like spies and stuff, people that would, like, give us information without them people in them positions.
You have no idea what you're talking about.
You have no idea what I'm talking about.
Jesse, you literally have no idea what you're talking about. You really don't. But just stay. But just stay. Just wait. You're going to be rejoicing after a while. Be patient, all right? I got to run.
You're going to be hurt because the people that got Social Security and stuff like that, they won't be able to give you money and stuff like that.
What?
A lot of people going to lose their You haven't talked to nobody that lost their jobs because of this Trump stuff.
Jason.
Or people, businesses that are hurt.
Jason, thanks for your call, buddy. Call me again. I got to run. You don't know what you're talking about. Boy, that's crazy. You think paying for health care is better for America? People working for the government better for America? Jason. Eric is a first-time caller out of Washington. Is Eric out there? Is Eric calling out of Washington? Eric, first time calling out of Washington. Eric, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Yeah, good morning, Jesse. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Hey, Jesse, I'm from Seattle. It'll be a real boring call. I just wanted to call and say thank you, and I 100% agree with what you say. I found you not long ago, and I can tell you that when you forgive people, It changes your life.
Yeah,
and you have to let go of the hate, and you got to love, and you have to. It opens up everything to you in your life. And 100%. I just wanted, as a human, I wanted to say to you, thank you, Jesse.
You're welcome.
I'm sure you don't need it, but I wanted to say thank you for being out there, telling the truth, and I hope other people hear it and do it, because I know it's true. I've seen it in my life.
Thank you, Eric. And you stay with us, stay with us, stay with us. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah. And I again, God bless you.
You too,
buddy. I've seen, you know, where the world attacks, but if you forgive, God forgives you, and then he finds a light. I mean, if you were to see the things I've been able to accomplish, I give it all to God, because he's the one that guided me to it.
Absolutely.
And, every day, honestly, Jesse, as a brother, one brother to another, I just wanted to say thank you and hope you have a long, long life and lots of success.
Thank you, buddy. I appreciate it. All right, now.
Thank you.
All right.
Thanks for your day. Thanks for your time. Have a good day.
All right, buddy. Amazing. Stay with me. I'm telling you, there's a treasure inside of you. Every human being. But most people are not going to find it, because they're going to be like Jason from Buffalo. They believe in the government. They believe that we're all supposed to be paying for somebody else's health care. A welfare mentality will get you nowhere. Really? 888-777-5373. 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E. Super Chat.
Hannes bought 3 coffees. Beautiful sunny day here in Ireland yesterday, but windy. Biblical question answer.
How can you change your future?
You change the future by not controlling the future. The false you has wants, and your true self has needs and wants. But by letting go of the false you's wants, you get out of the way for your true self's wants. God fulfills only his children's needs and wants. Pithiness, mic drop.
Amazing. Thank you. And I'll put my 2 cents in on Sunday. I appreciate it.
Katie bought 3 coffees. No message.
Thank you, Katie. That was my mother's name. Katie. We call her Plup, but her name was Katie.
Nice. Jim in Alaska on the biblical question. Yeah, thank you, Katie.
Yeah.
Biblical question from Jim in Alaska in punchy.tv.
Oh, how can you change your future?
We cannot change the future that God has already laid before us. We can only forgive so that we can see that path and get off the path of evil.
Amazing. Thank you, Jim. Jim, right?
Yep.
I'll put my 2 cents in on Sunday. Thank you.
Aaron bought 5 coffees. Jesse, thank you for all the things you're doing. You're really opening my eyes. Wanted to ask.
Ask!
Is forgiving your mother and father the only thing you should do in order to have perfect peace?
Once you forgive, all you got to do now is observe. Observed the false you, the false identities. Stay present, and life will work for you. It's going to blow your mind. It will work for you, absolutely. But you got to drop the anger. Anyone that has anger is separated from the truth. You will never be one with the truth. You will never know the truth because you're separated from it. It's so amazing, too, because so many people believe anger is good. Anger is fine. Anger is evil. But no, all you have to do is admit that you're evil, forgive, and the rest is history. Thank you.
Thank you, Aaron.
Yeah.
Ty bought a coffee. I listen to the show every morning after the gym. And this morning she started saying that you guys on JLP are misogynistic and rude to men. I don't know. He doesn't explain who she is.
Rude to men?
Mm-hmm.
Or women?
Rude to men?
Oh.
I said, that doesn't make sense. I asked her why she was angry, and she said, I think only stupid people listen to this, and I hear it all every day. She doesn't believe in God and doesn't think that I'm finding ways to confront my evil and overcome myself. It feels like she doesn't want me to get better, to be better. She.
Who is she?
He doesn't say.
Oh, okay.
I could speculate.
Yeah, no.
I could throw out possibilities. No. But I don't know.
Thank you.
Some gal, apparently.
I don't know who you're talking about or what you're talking about, but thank you.
Thank you, Ty.
Yeah, thank you.
Typical woman. Shout out.
Is Ty a lady?
No, he's referring to a lady.
Oh, okay. Thank you, Ty.
Yeah. NP over on Cash App, is it bring your wife to work day?
It's the darndest thing I ever see. I'm looking at the vice president and preachers and others taking their wives to work. When did that start happening? If you're going to take your wife to work with you, why have children? Why get married? And why you got to take her to work with you? Who's going to be cooking, cleaning, making quilts, giving the baby attention if they at work with you? If ever. We needed you, Lord. We need you now. Joy, like, oh, come on. Please. What that mean?
Oh, bring your wife to work?
Right. This is so crazy. It doesn't even make sense. I know why it's happening. The wife is making them do it. He's just joking.
Allegedly.
But these men take their wives to work with them. Think about that. This man, the vice president, I really like the vice president, by the way. I like his work. But everywhere he go, he's there with the baby on her hip. And the little kids, they have like 3, it look like. And 2 of them young kids, they cold. They don't want to be on the road. But ain't no way that woman going to let JD leave her behind. What a mess, huh? My country's never coming back. Thank you, though.
Spaz out on Rumble says, here's my Bible answer for the week.
How can you change your future?
The only way to change your future is to change what you're doing in the present, in the now. Inhabit the present. Amazing.
Amazing. Thank you. I put my 2 cents in on Sunday. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Spaz out.
Yeah.
CLC on Punchy.tv says, iced coffee missions.
What does that mean?
That black or Puerto Rican guy was doing iced coffee missions for his wife who doesn't like him, doesn't obey him.
Which guy?
There was a caller yesterday.
Oh,
and this black
caller,
I think he's black.
Yeah. He said he'd go out and get his wife coffee.
Mm-hmm.
And they both know something's wrong with it, but he doesn't. Amazing. Thank you.
Affirmative action.
Thank you, Sion.
No, that was Steel C.
Oh, that was CLC?
Not to be confused with Sion.
Oh, that was CLC.
CLC is a man.
That was CLC Super?
Yep.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Affirmative Action Friday says, oh my gosh, OMG. I thought I knew what hell was until I saw those stay-at-home dad TikToks. I will have nightmares, SMH, shaking his head.
What a mess, huh? I told you my country's gone. They're putting a woman in a position that she should not be in, and it's never going to work. What a mess, but okay. Thank you.
Samuel on Cash App. Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Samuel. I appreciate your support. Thank you.
Shout out to yesterday's top contributors on the DLive crew, Games for Rec, Groovy Monkey, Wolf 336, Misty, Kid Combo 1, and Army Ann. Thank you, guys and gals.
Shout out. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Eric, three coffees. You don't love mama. You please mama. You fear mama. Hate mama. You are mama. Forgiving mama. See mama. Don't be mama. Mama. It's a poem.
Oh,
perhaps.
That's amazing. Thank you.
Jamil bought a coffee. I got a feeling tonight's going to be a good night. That tonight's going to be a good night. That this Sunday's church is going to be a good, good time. Whoa.
I got a feeling tonight's going to be a good night.
You're getting the rhythm and the melody wrong.
Oh.
But you know the song and you like the song.
Uh-huh. What's the song?
I don't want to sing it. I'm not your trained monkey.
Too late. Burn.
Gabriel bought a coffee. We got a lot
thank
to get
you,
through.
By the way.
Yeah, thank you, Jamil.
Yeah.
And pardon me for not singing along. I didn't feel like playing right now.
I bet.
Terrible. Gabriel bought a coffee. Hey all, Jesse, because of time, can I order some Punchy's coffee to Europe? Make international orders great again. Big smile. It's hard on the white man in the world. Women can't order the black man's coffee. What the? Loving this week's set of shows. Church was amazing as well. Big smile.
Thank you. Amazing. Let me just say to the international people, you can get the merch by going to jesseleepeterson.shop. jesseleepeterson.shop. But right now, we can't send coffee overseas. That is subject to change. But thank you for your support. Just be patient. Turf is happening.
Tariffs.
Tariff.
Not turfs. Turfs, too, hopefully.
Tariffs is happening. So eventually we will be able to ship, hopefully, some coffee overseas, but not for now. Thank you.
Hey, Jesse, just a quick one, says Gabriel with another coffee. I still have an issue with weak whites. They make me lose my patience at times, specifically the self-hating white left and white leaders who seem determined to self-destroy the Western world. How do I overcome this hatred for them?
Stop judging. All of your pain that you're feeling about someone else's weakness is inside of you, and that is a weakness. So don't judge them. It's enough to see that they're weak. It's enough to see it. Injustice, but don't hate what you see. So drop your judgment, you will drop the hatred. Thank you so much. I got to take a break.
We'll read the rest later, guys.
Thank you all. I want to go to Adam, a first-time caller, Adam, Michigan. Adam, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
It's great to be on. How are you?
All is well, Adam.
I was wanting to answer the biblical question.
How can you change your future?
The future's in our imagination, so I'd have to say we can't change the future. It's up to God to create our future, and we just be present and continue to do what we can in the present, and then that creates our future.
Interesting. Okay. I'll put my two cents in on Sunday, man. Thank you for that.
Thank you for having me on.
All right, buddy. I got to take a break. For some reason, the thing's not working over there. Okay. Let me take a break. 2 more hours to go. We're like beyond the break right now. 2 more hours to go. 888-775-3773. Hate news, not the fake news. I'll be back in a moment. Straight to your calls. Back in a moment.
a whole lot of mess going on in the world, including some serious mess. But I can tell you one good thing. They rescued a guy more than 4 days after that earthquake, that terrible earthquake. He was rescued. But Val Kilmer has died at the tender age of 65. That actor guy, he was in all kinds of great and not so great movies. Oh my gosh, I can't believe it. Gone too soon, for my taste anyway. And a liberal female so-called judge allegedly won in that Wisconsin so-called Supreme Court race. Terrible. This is the end of hour one of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Wednesday, April 2nd, AD 2025. There is one line open. You can call in at 888-775-3773. 1-888-77-JESSE. Call in right now during Hake News on Fake News. And JLP will be right back to your calls. We'll also get to the rest of the Super Chats and more great stories. More than 100 hours, according to Comedy Nonsense Network, CNN, after a powerful 7.7 magnitude earthquake hit Myanmar. Search teams rescued a survivor from the rubble in Naypyidaw. That's the capital. I'm probably butchering the name. As the tired and disheveled man was extricated from the broken slabs of concrete, he and the rescuers received a round of applause. Wow. I mean, wow. Good for him. What's not good, meanwhile, here in America, I don't think it's good. So this so-called judge, a female, liberal, progressive, communist, Susan Crawford, will defeat Brad Shimel. That's the impression I get, is she's just liberal, off the deep end. Brad Shimel lost to Susan Crawford. These are two judges running for the Wisconsin State Supreme Court. And CNN projects that she's going to win. Her so-called victory, really it's a loss for all of us, including her, will maintain a 4-3 far-left extremist liberal majority in Wisconsin. Whew. That's like way up north near Canada, near the Great Lakes, I think. Terrible. Shimel had the backing, this man, Brad, had the backing of tech billionaire turned White House advisor Elon Musk, who poured millions into the race, all for naught, apparently. All for naught, at least as far as we can tell. Excuse me. Donald Trump supported him, this man too, and he lost. Wow. With those outside forces involved, it became the most expensive judicial contest in U.S. history. Although with inflation, the inflation is out of control. Wisconsinites stood up and said loudly that justice does not have a price because they don't even care about it. They just throw it away to some liberal woman. Our courts are not for sale. So said this Susan Crawford woman in her acceptance speech on Tuesday night. Meanwhile, in Florida, voters selected Republicans, Jimmy Patronis and Randy Fine, F-I-N-E is his last name, to replace former representatives Matt Gaetz and Mike Waltz, both of whom were supposed to be in the Trump administration, but they me-too'd Matt Gaetz in a manner of speaking. Not exactly me too, but the same degenerate idea. With those wins, the GOP will have a bit more breathing room in the House of Representatives, where they hold a narrow majority. So a whole bunch of rhinos are in the House. Let's hope for the best from Jimmy Patronis and Randy Fine. And pray for Wisconsin. The degenerate voters apparently selected a liberal so-called judge. Liberation Day is today. I'll tell you about it. As you heard earlier this hour, but I'll tell you about it next hour. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP.
To stand up strong,
ain't the truth about themselves. To understand what went wrong, I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Welcome to the second hour of the show today. It's Wednesday. Manhood Hour is coming up in the next hour. You can get involved right now by calling 888-77-53-773. That's 888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question, how can you change your future? It is an amazing biblical question. How can you change your future? How? How now, Bronco? If you're running around doing whatever you're doing, you can podcast the show, but you can be listening on your iPhone or iPad by calling the listen line on Talk Stream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. All right. 888-7753-773. I want to know from you all, before I go back to the calls, I really want to know, should this man have been arrested? It's a very interesting story. It really is. And it's worth talking about. This is from X. A 24-year-old man from Augusta, Georgia, was arrested for leaving his children aged 1, 6, and 10 unattended at McDonald's while he attended a nearby job interview. Watching from Fox 26, Houston.
A job interview ends badly for a man in Georgia. Chris Lewis was arrested March 22nd. Police say he left his kids in a McDonald's by themselves while he went to an interview for a job. He reportedly told police he did not have a car and lived nearby. Lewis said instead of making his three kids, who are 1, 6, and 10 years old, walk home alone, he decided to make them stay in the restaurant.
What do you think about that? What do you think about that, Anchor Baby?
Well, it doesn't seem. How close is the home? I'd want to know. How close is the home and all that?
It didn't sound like that boy. If he was gonna, he could have had them to walk home.
And it sounds like one of them is 10.
Yeah, 1, 10, and 6.
And the 10-year might have been able to handle it. Honestly, don't know how to feel about it because my first instinct is like, well, that seems wrong, but I know we have like a baby beta society that I grew up in. It seems like okay. I remember there was this, remember that lady that recently got in trouble? Similar story, kid walking home from school or something like that?
Yeah, from Georgia too, I think.
Yeah, I think it's mama. It's two mama.
My producer, Derek, told me his mama used to leave them in places. I'm like, did she leave you at the chicken place or something? What the? New York Post, the kids spent their time alone in the restaurant, which has an indoor play area attached to the dining room. Okay. I when I was growing up, I mean, it was so commonplace to leave the kids at home if they needed to, if mama needed to go to town or whatever, go to the field, cotton field, there it is. We would stay home sometimes. And it wasn't a big deal. The older kids would watch over the younger kids. And so I was thinking about this, and I wanted to be really thinking about it. The one thing that's happening now that were not happening then, that you didn't have illegal aliens in town, you know, in the country, and you didn't have people kidnapping people, selling them, and all that kind of mess. It wasn't, in my country, it wasn't as crime-ridden as it is now. So I don't know if I would leave a 10-year-old, 6-year-old, or 1-year-old anywhere now. It's like taking them to a public school and leaving them there all day. Would you take that risk, you know? So I'm just not sure, to be honest. Even though I agree with Derek, my producer, a 10-year-old is old enough to watch, you know, his siblings. That's true, his or her siblings. But I just don't know. What do y'all think? I really want to know. What do you think, that was okay or not? And I want to know, should these mothers be arrested? What a mess. This is hell on earth. Coming through human beings. Did you know that hell comes through human beings? You've always thought of hell as being, and it is another location too, but you thought of it being a place you go when you die. And it's just about fire and brimstone and a physical thing, right? No. Hell is right here on earth. I want you to see this from CBS News. Two Chicago mothers said their daughters were racially profiled while shopping in Chinatown. Watch this from CBS.
Racially profiled at the ages of 9 and 10. That's what two Chicago mothers say happened to their daughters while shopping in Chinatown.
Our Suzanne Lemagneau has been listening to their story and the lessons learned from the scary moments these two young girls say they endured.
For 10-year-old Malin Hall and 9-year-old Addison Willet, a trip to Chinatown is a monthly fun-filled experience.
My dad, my mom, my grandma, everybody has bought something from that store. My dad even bought a hat and a bowl from there.
But a recent visit to that store, AJ Housewares and Gifts on January 2nd, left the girls feeling anything but joy.
They started, like, following us around the store.
Then an employee accused Malin of shoplifting a keychain.
I had, like, picked up one that I really liked, but then I put it back because I didn't really want it anymore. And I had just put it on, like, a random shelf because I didn't know where to put it. She was like, empty your pockets out, empty your pockets out. And then I showed her multiple times because I had wore one of my mini bags that day. So I showed her inside my purse. I showed her inside my pockets.
Amazing. The girls said a store employee pushed one of them out and accused the staff. The girl said a store employee pushed one of them out and accused the staff of judging them for their skin color. Watch this.
Willet was also asked by the store employee to empty her pockets.
She put her hand on Madeline's back, and then she was guiding out the store on the cameras, but she actually was pushing her.
Trying to push her out?
Yeah.
But she did. She had pushed me, and then she closed the door and locked it. But also, when we were getting, like, they made us empty out our pockets and stuff.
How did that make you feel?
It made us feel really, like, sad and just, like, we weren't, like we didn't matter in that moment type of stuff because we are human, too. And I feel like they didn't think. They just thought of our skin colors. It wasn't anybody in there that was the same color as me.
And that's why you feel you were singled out.
How did it make you feel? How did it make you feel? One mother was outside the store during the incident and filed a police report. Now, 11th Ward Alderman Lee wants to create a training program to combat racial profiling. What's this?
Willay's mother, Ashley Fuller, was right outside the store when the girls left, sobbing uncontrollably.
I thought someone hit them, or I just didn't understand what was going on. After I figured out what happened, I contacted the police.
A report was filed for simple battery. No arrest was made. Soon after, Malin's mother arrived.
The bigger picture is that they was racially profiled. They was discriminated against. You placed your hands on my child. That is the bigger issue.
Both mothers reached out to 11th Ward Alderwoman Nicole Lee.
My heart just sank that it happened to them at all. And, you know, my immediate reaction was, what can we do to address this?
Lee says she wants to work with other community leaders to create a training program for business owners to stop racial profiling.
There's no place for that in the 11th Ward or anywhere in the city of Chicago.
So everybody got to have a training program in order to know how to work with the blacks. What the? You need a training program to work with the blacks. Let me train you how to deal with the blacks. CBS News has reported that Alderman Lee had the girls at the helm of the 11th Ward float at the Lunar New Year parade in Chinatown. Watch this.
There's no clip on that. It was just a little blurb on CBS. Oh,
okay. So what they're saying is that woman, the Alderman Lee, they had these girls at the helm of a parade. They had this parade, and they had these little black girls up there on the float, right up in front of the Lunar New Year parade in Chinatown. You know, this story reminds me of, when I first moved to L.A., I lived in South Central L.A. So Hay can send me the Lunar New Year thing is Chinese New Year. What the? Okay. But it reminded me of when I lived in, South Central L.A. for a while, when I first moved here, L.A. And there were several Chinese businesses at the time over there. And the blacks would go in there and steal and yell at the owners and workers. And it was frustrating for the Chinese people. And I can hear them now, get out of here, get out. They will have sticks and things and guns and running the blacks out because they couldn't even run their business or make money because the blacks were stealing from the stores and nobody cared. And it was difficult for the Chinese. So I imagine these Chinese people seeing these black kids and they're like that. They're like, uh-uh. And so I personally think that what the parents should have done is understood. You know what, Mr. Chinese, Miss Chinese? I understand why you feel this way. The blacks have a reputation of going into the marketplaces and stealing. Robin, I understand how you feel. I really do. My family are not doing that. My girls are not doing it. If they were not doing it. I don't know. But I understand. So I'm not going to be all mad. I'm not going to file a racial profiling mess. You don't have to have a training class out and deal with the blacks. But they're not going to do that. You get more attention. You get lawsuits when you cry racism. Black people know how those Chinese people feel about that. They know that blacks go into these stores and steal. And not all, but most. They know it. It's like Jesse Jackson said once when he walking down the road and he hear footsteps behind him and he look around and he feel something like, I don't remember the exact quote. He feel better knowing that it's white people. And if it's not, he go on the other side of a black of the street, something like that. And so now these Chinese people got to take, just think about that blast. This is not a compliment. Chinese people going to take a training class as to how to deal with you. Like you're like wild animals or something. They got to be trained how to, they don't, how to deal with you. They don't have to be trained how to deal with other people. That should be an insult, and it should be a loud message. You know what, black, you got to get it together. You got to act like human beings. You shouldn't have to have a training class or program. People should not have to have a training class or program to learn how to deal with you. I'm just saying, what do y'all think? I could be wrong. But that sounds pretty crazy to me. 888-7753-773. Let me go to first-time caller, Jonathan out of Florida. Jonathan, welcome to the show. You're on the air. Hey, Jonathan. Jonathan, are you on mute? All right, I'm going to put you on hold, Jonathan, and let Darren let me know when you're ready. Let me go over to New York and talk to Maria out of New York. Maria, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hi, Jesse.
Hey, Maria.
Hi. I was just calling in because I wanted to say, like the last time I spoke to you,
uh-huh.
I felt very embarrassed. And
why?
Because you said that I really love my health. And I just, I got what you were saying, and then I just froze.
Okay.
Because, I just froze because I just, it was hard. I don't know, I couldn't understand why. Do you hear me? The kids are yelling. Okay, hold on. My oldest son. I'm sorry. I just want to get my words straight. So I felt embarrassed the last time I called a bit, and then I was wondering, why do I love my health so much? And I was making all kinds of logical reasons why. And the reason you said that was because I went to, I wasn't doing the silent prayer, and I was making all these reasons and this and that. And I'm wondering, why do I feel so embarrassed? And why do I like my health? And what's going on here, you know? And I actually been doing the silent prayer now. And I just want to say that it's definitely helping me because I was on all kinds of medication before. I'm sorry. I'm a little scattered today, Jess. I don't know why.
No, relax.
I'm talking to you.
Relax.
It's because I just started.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just started on this journey and I've been nervous. I don't know why. But I just been having, you know, I just want to tell you, I had major anxiety attacks for most of my life, and it got worse the last couple of years before. And then they put me on antidepressants and anxiety meds.
Uh-huh.
I came off them. I threw them all away this year. So I really started to feel my feelings, so to speak.
Yeah.
So all the thoughts came in, the feelings started to take over. And I just, but I also had found you and I was watching your show and I prayed to God and I forgave my mom and grandma and my dad, which I didn't even have any resentment towards him. He was in prison most of my life. But long story short, I've been going through this journey and I had two more children and, I guess I've been loving my hell. And I didn't realize how or why I was loving my hell.
Right.
And I was really embarrassed last time when you said that. And I kept trying to say, well, everybody likes their hell because of this, because of that. And you kept saying, no, not everybody, you know. And I get what you were doing now. You wanted me to see myself, and it's good to look at yourself.
Absolutely. Right? Yep.
So that's what I did. And after the show and everything, and then I started to do the silent prayer, and it really has been keeping me in the now. And that's been helping me so much, especially now because I'm going through a separation. So,
You and your husband are separated?
Yeah, he moved out a couple of weeks ago.
Why?
I guess I'm difficult, especially with my anxiety and my depression, you know, and all my emotions, you know, and my change in moods and all that. And I don't think he was able to handle that. And, you know, he's watched your show before too, but he's never, I don't know. And I'm not trying to judge, but again, he wasn't really wanting to work on himself. And maybe I was judging him also for that, and he was seeing it, even though I wasn't saying it. And he was like to me, I think I was comparing him to people who are working on themselves in a lot of ways. So now I started to judge him in that way. Like, oh, he can't leave. Like, oh, he's a beta. Like, you know, it's not right, because what am I, you know, and what is everybody before they come to the light?
That's right.
So I understand that was wrong. But it's just something that kept coming to me, like it was making me, and all the thoughts and the feelings. Again, I wasn't doing the silent prayer either, so I was all the thoughts and feelings, like, oh, I'm less attracted to him now, and he's, oh, look at how he's acting, you know. But I was trying to do what you said too. At the same time, I was trying to obey him and be a good wife, and but I think it was still there though, that underlining anger.
And so you were too difficult for him to deal with.
I think so, yeah.
Were you?
Yeah, but he was difficult too, Jesse. He had emotions too. He had emotions, mood swings, depression, his own upset of himself and blaming it on others. So, I mean, he was doing those things as well.
And so were you too difficult for him to deal with?
Yeah. Yeah, I was. And I actually did apologize. Actually, I did apologize. I know what you're going to ask.
So why did you have to bring up, in order for you to say, yes, I was too difficult, why do you have to bring up, but he was difficult too?
Because sometimes I feel like it's not fair to say that it's just only me.
How is that not fair? It is only you. Only you are responsible for the hell that's inside of you. You already had that in you before he met you. So he is not responsible for your hell. It is only you. And by pointing out the fact that he has his hell, it's not helping your situation at all. It's giving you an excuse unconsciously to live in your hell.
Yeah, that's true. But what about him? He doesn't, his hell.
Why do you even think about him at all? Why not just work on your hell? You are 100% responsible for your hell and overcoming your hell. Why do you need to even think about his hell at all? And how will you get better if you put your eyes on him?
Well, when I start to work on myself, I noticed, and look at myself and stuff and try to grow, all of a sudden I start to see all the things that are wrong with him.
No, but you're not. You're judging what you see. You don't see that yet because you're not even clear as to what's wrong with you yet and how to overcome it. You, me, and no one has the right to look at anyone else and point out their hell and say, well, you're like that too. You have to just keep your eyes on you. That's not going to help you to look outside.
And what happens when those feelings come where, like, oh, I'm less attracted to him because he's being so, like me?
Let those feelings go and stop judging him.
Okay. And then I'm still supposed to, if this works out, because he wants to take me out still, he wants to see what can come of this, because we have children together, a 14-year-old son, a 3-year-old boy, and a 1-year-old girl. And, so
you got to stop judging him. You're not in a position to judge him at all.
Right. And sometimes I feel like I am, I guess, because I think that I'm seeing myself. So, aha, right. So that's another ego thing.
Uh-huh. It is evil. Okay. It's not only ego, it's evil.
And when he acts a certain way like that...
It has nothing to do with you.
Okay. And I'm still supposed to obey him?
Yes.
But what if he's wrong?
But how do you know he's wrong when you're wrong? And what does that have to do with you being right? Your order given to you by God is to obey your husband. And he didn't say obey your husband if he's right or wrong. You, as a woman, I hate using that word as a woman, it's also liberal. You have your responsibility is to overcome you. You are 100% responsible to overcome your own hell. Your husband is not responsible for doing that. And so whatever he's doing, it's on him, but you need to watch yourself.
Okay.
You're supposed to obey him, not based on, oh, and women, I hear a lot of females say, oh, I obey him as long as he's doing the right thing. How do you know what right is if you're screwed up?
That's true, but I'm working on that. What if I'm working on myself and he's not?
But that's not, it's not even your business at all. You just keep your eye on yourself. You work on you, and you're going to be fine no matter what he does or not.
Okay. But can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
I mean, you said that women are supposed to obey men, except obviously, like you said, in abusive situations, if it's a dangerous situation and she's got to leave, things like that. I know you said, but... What if he's, like, making, like really bad decisions?
I don't understand that question.
Really bad decisions, I don't know, like financially and stuff. Like making us completely broke. Not, like, because he has an addiction or anything, but because he makes impulsive decisions, and then he regrets it later, and I knew before he knew that was going to happen.
If you want to be free, you got to take your eyes off your husband.
Okay.
And stop trying to control what he does. Let him make his mistakes. Let him go through what he got to go. When I say let him, stay out of his life like that. He got to go through what he got to go through. And you just work on you and you'll be fine.
Okay. And that's even if this even happens between us again. So right now it's just today. And today he's out of the house and I'm working on me. So thank you for everything, Jesse. Thank you for pointing the people in this direction because it's with the silent prayer really helps. And the forgiveness, unbelievable, helps me with understanding people more, you know.
And so, is he coming back? Because the children need him.
I'm not going to keep them. I never would. He did 8 years in prison. We've been together 20 years. I was 18 years old when we were together. And his son was little when he was in jail. We actually had him out of wedlock before we got married. And I kept his son in his life. I brought him to the prison to see him. And then he came home. And when he came home 5 years ago, we had two more babies together.
Is he coming back?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, you apologize. Right now,
he's talking to these kids, though. I mean, he is. And he's communicating with me. You know, he says he wants to take things one day at a time.
Yeah.
He said it himself. He can't deal with it.
I know he can't. Men don't know how to deal with that kind of hell, but if they understood the woman, they would know how to deal with the hell. But they got to understand themselves first. In order to deal with the hell in the woman in the right way. But, yeah. Maria, good to hear from you. You stay with the silent prayer. Take your eyes off your husband and stop being difficult.
Okay. I apologize to him, too. I told him I was sorry for
right
that.
On.
And then he goes, you're being too nice. You're scaring me.
But keep your eyes on you, all right? Call me again.
I will. Thank you, Jesse.
All right.
Bye.
Bye now. 888-7753-773. A quick break. Back in a moment. Steve, thank you for calling and thanks for holding. How have you been helped by the show?
I'm going to tell you this. I believe you might go down in history as one of the greatest, if not the greatest, black man that ever lived on planet Earth, as far as I'm concerned. I don't know anybody before you that's been that great. You know, freeing the slaves is one thing, but you've been freeing people of their mind, which matters, it should be anyhow, to you more than anything else, because with the mind not being right, there ain't nothing else going to happen right anyway.
If you can doubt every thought, because you're not your thoughts, if you can doubt every thought, knowing that you're not your thoughts, you don't create them, they're not from God, that they're from the deceiver, the great deceiver, Satan. If you can doubt every thought, you can be free just like that. At an instant, bring every thought into captivity. It's so amazing. Okay, welcome back. 888-775-3773. 888-77-JESSE. Couple announcements. Number one, it's April. In this first week of April, we have a sale on cameos. A cameo video only is $20 now for this week up until Friday. Personal shout-outs, I'll do them myself. Personal shout-out. Birthdays, wedding, anniversaries, congratulations. What an encouragement. Go to Cameo, cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. Hurry, 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 because there's a deal on right now. cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. And check out the coffee. Oh, my God. Punchy has his own coffee now. It doesn't get any better than that. I can hear Mama and Dad right now up there in heaven. Rejoicing with the anger. Punchy got his coffee. Lord have mercy. All the way from cotton field to coffee. Amazing, huh? Punchy has his own coffee. And it's good. And the beauty about Punch's Coffee, when you purchase it, every dime goes back to Punch's nonprofit organization to help others as we've been helped. So you will be having a good flavor and a good feeling from helping others. All right? So go to jesseleepeterson.com/jesseleepeterson.shop. They change stuff on me all the time, folks. jesseleepeterson.shop to make it easy for you. Jesse, so it's not a bad thing. jesseleepeterson.shop. All right? And for the overseer, people overseas, our friends around the world, you can now get the merch no matter where you live. What part of the world you live in, you can get the merch. We're shipping worldwide. Not the coffee yet, but the merch. So go to jesseleepeterson.shop for that as well. And don't forget to like, follow, subscribe, ring the bell, and do all of that. Jesse Lee Peterson on Instagram, JLP Talk on X, Cozy.TV, and Rumble.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. Let me go to try Jonathan again from a first-time call out of Florida. Jonathan, let's try it again.
Hey, how you doing, Jesse?
All is well, sir.
Hey, this it's crazy when I was calling you. All these thoughts were going through my head, like, oh, look at you calling Jesse. You probably need some real help right now.
What now? So, Janet, would you fall on mute or something when I first went to you?
Yes, it was on mute.
Oh, okay. Amazing. Go ahead.
So, for my question for you is, I've been listening for a while, and I did go and forgive my mother and forgive my father. And I thought that would, you know, forgiving would make me overcome a lot of things, but I find it right now, it's just, I'm just having so much problems with, like, I'm just, like, overcoming the evil and my wife, because I'm married.
Stay close to your phone. You say overcome what?
The evil and my wife and even myself. I'm married. We had a kid out of wedlock when we started. I was like 19. She was 22. She was older than me.
What? And,
I know. And you know, it's just, we've been having a lot of difficulties. And I know it came to a point in time where that I had stepped out of the marriage due to, like, lack of things going on in the marriage that I felt. I ended up confessing to her that I did it, which now I feel like is the worst thing ever, because
it was.
It being brought back up to me, and I thought that, you know, she didn't respect me at first, and now it's just like, now it's really hell. And sometimes I do good. I do the silent prayer. Sometimes I do good, and, you know, it. I feel like it's getting better, and I feel like I can understand her. But when I start feeling that way and I think everything's okay, it's not.
Yeah. What made you tell her about that?
Well, every time we got into an argument, I would guilt myself into thinking that, oh, it's because, you know, you did this to her and God is punishing you. And if you don't confess it to her, then you're going to die and go to hell. And you might as well confess it to her so you can at least be free of that.
And, So the thoughts told you to do it. The devil told you to do it. And then you went and did it. And it backfired on you. And the devil laughed at you.
Yeah.
Well, man,
yeah, that's how pretty much wow.
How old are you now, Jonathan?
I'm 35.
Oh, wow. Okay. So your question for me is what?
Even though I forgave my parents, just how do I overcome the thoughts? They go all in my head. We got into I don't know if you have time, but we actually got into an argument this morning because, you know, my wife has a friend that I don't really care for this friend, and I can see that this friend of hers is interested. So I try to tell her to lay off and don't talk to this person. And
Are you on a speakerphone or something?
No, I'm on my headphone.
Oh, no, take them off.
Okay.
Yeah, no headset. I'm off of them. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, so I noticed that whatever I ask her to do, she does the complete opposite. So if I don't like something, that's what she will do. And if I do like something, then that's what she'll take away from me.
Yep.
And I try to, you know, tell her, hey, I don't like this relationship that you guys are having, even though I know you won't do anything, but I don't want you to be put in a position where someone disrespects you and, you know, you're looking crazy. And I thought she would understand, but she didn't. She's telling me, you know, she has the right to do whatever she wants, and, you know, she's not stupid. If anything's going to happen, if anything were to happen, she would know how to resolve the situation, and she just doesn't want to end the relationship because of how I'm feeling. And I'm just like, is this respect? I don't know if I'm going crazy. Jesse, sometimes I feel like I'm the one going crazy, and like... I just don't know. So I said, you know what? Let me just give Jesse a call. I've always wanted to call you, but I don't know. Even Jonathan, it's not even my name. It's Beethoven. But when I called in, I was like, don't tell him your name, because then people are going to know you called in the show.
Your name is Beethoven?
Yes.
Roll over, Beethoven. You remember the show? You heard that song before? Hey, Beethoven.
Yes, I have.
Wow.
Beethoven.
Yeah, Beethoven. What So your question for me is what?
How do I overcome the evil in, I want to say in her, but sometimes I feel like it's in me. That's what I really want to overcome in me.
Yeah. Well, the evil is in her, and she was like that when you met her, and the evil is in you, too. All of your struggles are coming from you, inside of you, and it's this evil inside of you. So what I recommend is you take your eyes off her, period. Let me ask first, why are you even putting up with her? Why are you staying with her and going through any of this? Now that you know she's older than you, she's not going to obey you, why are you staying with her?
I was raised with a single father, you know, my dad, but he wasn't the greatest at all. I forgave him. I don't resent him for it, but just a lot of childhood trauma. And it because I resented him when I was younger,
yeah.
I always had this mindset that, I'm going to get married and I'm going to do it the right way. And I'm going to have the mother and, you know, me and the child's life and not do it the way that my father did it because of how, you know, I was traumatized.
But that's what the devil tell everybody. Oh, you should get married, have children. You'll be a better parent. And then people get married, not realize they listen to a lie in imagination, and their life end up even worse than their parents, than it was with their parents. That's another lie straight out of hell. And a lot of people get married because they listen to those thoughts like that.
But now I just feel like I've basically identified my relationship as success. So I even asked myself that question this morning, like, but what if you guys were to get a divorce? And I just felt like, then who would I be? You know, I would feel like I was unsuccessful. Like now the kids are separated. You know, God, it says in the Bible that God hates divorce. So he doesn't want divorce to happen. So
you said you identify your marriage as success or unsuccessful?
I've noticed that I have as success, meaning even though it's horrible and I'm in hell, for some reason I still see it as like, okay, just push through it and God is going to make everything better. But if you were to get a divorce, then you failed.
Oh, I see. So, number one, God did not put you with this woman. And he did not put her with you. This marriage is not from God. It was made in hell. It was discovered in hell. It was made in hell. And that's why it's not working. Because if it was brought together by God, there would be no effort in it at all. You would not be fighting. You would not be trying to make it work. You would just be living your life, and the marriage will work by itself without your effort or her effort at all. It's not from God, so God is okay if you walk away from this because it's not from him anyway. And secondly, you should never ever do what you want, though. I'm giving you the best advice, but do what you want. You should never, ever, ever with anyone be in a situation where this much hell is hard enough working on yourself. But you should not be dealing with anyone else's hell. It will destroy you because you're working on yourself. There's some light on now in you. A little light is in you, and the hell in the other person, whether it's whatever, work ship, friendship, whatever ship, right? It will destroy you because the hell in them hate the light in you. The darkness in them hate the light. You're making a horrible mistake staying with this woman. And especially now that you're working on yourself, you stay with her, it's going to get worse. Because whether she realizes it or not, she already hates you for your weakness, and she now hates you for the light that she sees in you, and she will work to destroy you.
Yeah, that's kind of what I'm seeing. But it's like, you know, the kids are there, and it's like,
And what about that?
It just kind of made me feel like, you know, you're going to put your kids in the same way like you were raised.
But exactly it's already happening. It's already happening. You're going through exactly what your mother put your father through. It's repeated itself already. And in spite of you staying there, she's already destroying your children. She's turning them away from you. She's causing them to become angry. She is already destroying the children. You're not able to protect your children from her hell because you have not overcome the hell in you yet.
And how do you do that? I've been listening to you for, you know, at least 2 years now, and sometimes I feel like I'm there, and then other times I'm just like, how does it seems like the hell is becoming worse. But I know it's good. I know it's good because I'm like, at least I'm aware and I'm conscious.
Yes.
But it's just so much.
So here's what you do. You're on your way. It is working. All you got to do now, you went and forgave your parents. What did your mother say when you went and forgave her?
It's a funny story because I went in trembling. And while I was trembling, I'm like, oh, my God, Jesse was right. Why am I trembling? Asking my mother for forgiveness. It don't make no sense.
Yeah.
But she actually, I don't know if she took it well or not, because she's kind of sarcastic. And she just said, you know, well, I'm glad. I told her, hey, I'm sorry for resenting you because I did have a lot of resentment and hate towards you because, you weren't there for me as a child. So even though you weren't part of my life, I still I now see why I went for an older woman because I was always searching for mama.
Yep.
And I forgave her for that. And she just said, well, you know, I'm glad that you see it now.
Nice.
And, you know, I don't. And I just left it at that.
Right on. And how about your father? You forgave him for not protecting from her?
I forgave him. I didn't say for not protecting me from her. My mother, but I did say I forgive you for, you know, how you treated me. And I forgave you for, you know, hating you from the way that, you know, you treated me.
Nice.
And I realize it now, but he's actually doing I actually forgave him while he was in prison because he's doing like a 20-year bid right now.
Oh, he's in prison for 20 years now?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So listen, man, I'm telling you, it is working. So now all you got to do is, you're doing the silent prayer, right?
Yes, and I have a question about that. I don't do it all the time. I do it sometimes. I don't do it all the time. That voice that tells you, like, this morning, I felt myself, because I wanted to ask my wife a question about the coworker, and I felt myself getting a little upset, and the voice told me, do the silent prayer. Do the silent prayer. And then I didn't do it. And then I went ahead and asked anyways, and the whole argument broke out. And nice. I'm like, should I listen to that voice that says do the silent prayer, or like, should I just...
No. Don't listen to the voice that says do it, and don't listen to the voice that said don't do it. Forget about the voice. Pay the voice no attention. Just see it, but don't obey it. Do not obey it. All right? Do not obey it. And you do the silent prayer so that you can, and you will, get to the point where you totally surrender to truth. And when you do the silent prayer, you're going to start seeing all of those false images of yourself inside of your imagination. All thoughts are all lies all the time about anything. You're not your thoughts, meaning that you're not your fears. You're not your desperations. You're not your doubt. You're not your loneliness. You're not the up and down emotions. You're not a needy person. You're none of those things. You don't need love from anybody. It's just that you believe that all your life and you have identified with it. So now you got to overcome because those things, that's what hell is. And those things I just named off and more are hell. So you got to overcome the hell by seeing the hell. Living with the hell, don't try to get rid of the hell, just be aware of the hell, and you're going to go through hell, and right on the other side of hell is paradise, the kingdom of heaven, is freedom. but you got to go through the hell by being aware of the hell and going on about your day, living with the misery, living with the pain, living with the frustration, but don't call it you. Don't deny it. Just be aware of it. And I promise you, Jonathan, it will be taken away from you, and you have a clear mind.
Beethoven. My real name's Beethoven.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Roll over, yeah. Beethoven.
Sorry about that.
Yeah.
I said my name was John Beethoven.
Spell Beethoven for me.
B-E-E-T-H-O-V-A.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Put Beethoven there for me, Daniel. I mean, Daniel. Derek. So listen, just stay with it. Here's what I want you to do. Don't even tell your wife this, right? Because she love and hate the control that she has over you. Your wife get a thrill from controlling you. That's why she treats you this way. It's a thrill. And then now that you're going to start over, you're going to start working on overcoming it, she's going to get worse, and she may be nice sometime to get control over you or go off. You don't love me anymore. You don't this. Yeah. She's just trying to get control over you. It's not like she wants you back. It's just she wants that control. Her ego, that evil spirit of her, want control. So here's what I recommend. Do what you want. But I recommend from this point forward, never argue with her again. Don't let her see your weakness. Don't argue with her about anything. Let her go her way, and you work on you, and the Father will take care of you. He'll make your way clear for you.
And, you know, you're so right about that, because I actually, the worst thing I think I did was tell her that about you. I started telling her, you know, how you're supposed to forgive your parents, and I'm like, there's no way this is. She's going to see bad in this, because it's all about forgiveness. It's all about love, unconditional love, the right way. And it backfired so much. She used to tell me how the 14 years that we've been with each other, it's just been hell for her. And she's been miserable and unhappy. And then, because we're on our 15th year now. And on the 15th, you know, 14th, 15th, I started listening to you. And I started changing it, you know, telling her about forgiveness and this and that. And I thought it would help, because she would see me becoming, you know, more of a godly man. And, you know, but it's like everything I was saying that was scriptural and logical, it became hell, to the point where she said she wanted to divorce me. She don't like the person who I am now.
Yeah.
And then she even told me she wants her old husband back. I was like, what the? But you said you hated him.
She's been married before?
What's that?
She's been married before?
No, she said, when she said she wants her old husband.
Oh, your whole old man, you, the way you used to be.
Yeah, the way I used to be, the way that where she was miserable and complaining all the time and saying how she was living in hell with me. And I'm like, that don't make sense.
Yeah, it does. She doesn't want you to be free. She doesn't want to lose that control over you. She hates you, but she loved the control better. That's what she meant. Are you able to hold for me?
Yeah.
Hold on. 888-7753-773. Quick break. Hate news, not the fake news. I'll be right back, folks. One more hour to go. Manhood Hours coming up next. Back in a moment. Check out Punchy's Coffee. I have my own coffee now. Punchy Coffee is good. Every bag is roasted to order. Freshest flavor. Top quality. Specialty grade beans. Good. Every dime goes back to Bar, my nonprofit. And we are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. So when you're drinking coffee and enjoying it, just know you're helping somebody. Amazing coffee. Punchy has his own coffee now. What the? And it's so good. All the way from the plantation to my own coffee. Who would have thought? Did that coffee come from the plantation? Did I pick my own coffee? Check it out. Go to rebuildingtheman.com, rebuildingtheman.com/stores, and get Punchy's coffee.
It is Liberation Day. Freedom from the lie of that fake goodwill. Slavery to the fake goodwill. Buying the fake goodwill of these foreign countries with their uneven trading, unfair trade policies. And Israel's making major moves in Gaza. Seems like they're taking it over. Lots of people dying. Supposedly there's a risk of famine. You don't want that. But they're making it better maybe for security of Israel. We'll see what happens. And federal layoffs. More good news in America. Greedy liberal states want public health funding to continue. Like that, a lot of good that's done. Mexico has banned salty and sweet treats in schools. Reminds me of Big Mama Michelle trying to do that here in America. Interesting timing because they have a female so-called president in Mexico right now. They're trying to, mama government trying to battle childhood obesity. Psh. And by the way, MGK, Machine Gun Kelly, and that's a man, right? And Megan Fox's little baby is not named Celestial Seed, FYI. And again, rest in peace to Val Kilmer, gone way too soon for my taste. The tender age of 65, he's gone. And for example, he was in Doc Holliday. He played Doc Holliday. He was not in Doc Holliday. I guess it was Tombstone. Was that the name of the movie that he was in? His Doc Holliday? I didn't know that was him. I mean, I recently found out the other year. He did such a good job. He was skinny back then. He played Jim Morrison. That's a guitar. It's a, like a musician. He played Iceman. I guess that was the pilot guy in that one movie with that one guy. And he played Moses somehow. Mark Twain. Now, I remember I first heard of him when he played Batman. Not a good movie, but supposedly he did a masterful job at all those in all those roles. And he was a good actor, a big box office draw from the 80s and 90s. The talented and handsome movie star's films made nearly $2 billion. I think he had a throat thing and he couldn't even talk toward the end there. I didn't know that he was dying from it, though. Terrible. Rest in peace. By the way, U.S. stealth bombers are 30% of our stealth bombing fleet is over dealing with the Houthis. Or at least ready to deal with the Houthi rebels who are disrupting trade and throwing up a bunch of drama over Israel because of what Israel is doing. So hopefully we'll get to regulate. Hopefully we won't need to regulate. We'll just regulate by our mere presence, and then they'll calm down and we get to go home. Maybe. A woman felt a connection, by the way, with a gorilla because of his beautiful brown eyes. This is the end of hour two of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Wednesday, April 2nd, AD 2025. The lines are full, guys. Manhood Hour is coming right up in the third hour here. Get excited. Get pumped. But our greatest president, Donald J. Trump, his much-hyped Liberation Day has arrived. And with it, the expected revelation of his latest tariff plans, America First Doctrine. Trump announced 25% tariffs on all steel and aluminum imports, 25% tariff on foreign cars set to go into effect Thursday, a 25% tariff on foreign auto parts scheduled to begin in early May. He's also levied an additional 20% tariff on Chinese goods and threatened to issue 25% tariffs on imports from Canada and Mexico. In a possible escalation of the so-called trade war, these so-called countries, along with the evil EU, as well as I thought Japan was our friend. In South Korea, get out of here. We're not going to help you anymore. They've been preparing retaliatory plans. The current and proposed tariffs have already diminished much of the so-called goodwill that the U.S. had with their so-called neighbors. Canadian citizens have responded to Trump's tariff threats and his suggestion that Canada should become America's 51st state by canceling travel to the United States, ditching American-made products, booing the national anthem at basketball and hockey games. I thought Canadians were nice. Turns out they're nice until they're not. That's not right. Israel has majorly expanded their military operation in Gaza. I'll tell you about it on the Hake Report, but now back to JLP, Hour 3.
to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth, instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the third hour of the show today. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773. That's 888-77-JESSE, J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And my biblical question: how can you change your future? How can you change your future? How can you do it? Amazing question, right? If you're running around, working out, doing whatever you're doing, and you just can't sit and watch the show, you can podcast. Anywhere in the world, you can still be listening live, no matter where you are or what you're doing, having punchy coffee or whatever. You can be listening live by calling the Listen Line on TalkStream Live on your iPhone or iPad anywhere in the world at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. And we're going to get you a super test, too. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Wednesday. It's Wednesday. And every Wednesday, we are bringing back God's order of God in Christ, Christ in man, man over woman, woman over children, by rebuilding the family, by rebuilding the man. So every Wednesday, we take all call ladies, we talk to the ladies too, but it is manhood hour. What is a man? What is a man? Man.
It's an adult man. Human male.
Manhood. Hillary or President Trump?
I voted for Hillary Clinton.
Beta. Beta male. A man is a male who turned to man. Alpha male. Live right, be right, and lead the way.
Well, this is a fascinating story that Errol and I have been discussing all morning. New data shows that nearly one in five stay-at-home parents are dads. No!
Howdy. Welcome back to my morning routine as a stay-at-home dad. So I know some people have the day off, but hey, as a stay-at-home dad, my job never stops.
I hate him.
What's up, y'all? Welcome to my video as a stay-at-home dad with six kids, wifey working third shift, so she and us sleeping.
I hate him.
My husband is a stay-at-home dad.
I hate him.
We have six beautiful kiddos, six and under, along with eight pets, so there is a lot of laundry to be done.
I hate him. I hate him. I hate him.
I hate you. This is probably one of the saddest things I've ever done in the last, ever seen in the last 30 years. Men that stay home and be mothers, pretend to be a woman. How are you going to sweat by your brows, bride, if you're out and be at home being a mama? And how would a woman ever become a obedient woman if she's out playing man? But anyway, that's not the order. It's not going to work. It's a horrible thing. Joel said it's a sweat changing the kids. Whatever. You're black. Oh, amazing. I want to go back to Beethoven. And he's dealing with his, according to him, his crazy wife. And he's like, what the? Beethoven,
Yes.
We were talking about the silent prayer. What you do now is just do the silent prayer and watch those thoughts, all right? And don't call them you. And all hell going to break loose inside of you because the light of God is shining on the not you, the imagination, the thoughts. And those thoughts are evil. And they have been controlling you all your life ever since you fell from innocent by resenting your situation with your parents. You fell away from being you, one with God. And you escaped into your imagination. Now you're working on it. You're coming out of it. But it's difficult if you think that you are your thoughts. If you think that those emotions are you, the good ones or the bad. All you got to do now is watch them and do nothing about them. Just watch them. Go over today. And they will. God is trying to change your nature now. He changed your heart from anger to love. Now he's going to change your nature from evil to good, which is his nature, and it's going to be amazing for you. And you do that. Don't give up on that. You stay with that. You practice being aware night and day. During the morning, do the silent prayer, and during the day, when you're caught up in your head, bring yourself back, becoming aware of your surrounding or your body or something so you can practice staying present. And it's going to work for you. It's going to get better.
Okay. Well, I do have one more question for you before I let you go. What about the thought that says, like say, for example, I'm like, okay, I'm going to do the silent prayer. I'm going to
speak up just a little bit.
Say, for example, the thought that says, you know, do the silent prayer. But then, like, if I were to do something like, let's say, go sleep in another room because I don't want to have an argument with her or she might have done something that upset me. And the thought says, oh, look at you going to go sleep in another room. She came home. She was so nice. You're angry. You should go. You shouldn't do this. You should go up there and please her because that's your wife instead of staying down here and being angry at the situation. And then I go up there and please her, like to make her feel better by her food, whatever.
Yeah.
And then it's worse. And then it just backfires on me. And I'm like, I don't know what to do now. Like, what is good and what's not?
I understand that. That's deep. What you don't know that's happening, all thoughts are all lies. So the thoughts are telling you to go up there and please her. She came home. She's been so nice. Go and please her. And then you go and please her. So while you're on your way going upstairs to please her, the thoughts are laughing because the thoughts already know that she's going to go off. And so when you go up there and you please her and she goes off, then the thoughts are laughing at you because the thoughts have made a fool out of you by making you do something that you should not have done. And then the thoughts, after they get through laughing, and they do laugh, they tell you, well, why not do this then? Try this one. And then they give you another suggestion. And then you listen to that thought and they laugh again. You have no, what's that word, Nick?
You need not
obey them. Do not obey any thoughts at all. You're not required to. Don't obey any thoughts. Those are demons. Those are false identities that made a home in you. And you got to stop listening to them. Stop obeying them. Pay them no mind. Just be aware. And then the spirit of the Father will guide you. Without even words, any words at all, because the thoughts are using your voice to pretend that it's you coming up with these ideas, and it's not you. And God's voice is a voiceless voice. It's a common sense voice. It's a light unto your feet voice, and it'll just work for you naturally. Don't do anything that those thoughts are telling you to do.
I agree.
Don't do anything. You need not obey them. Do not obey. You're not obligated to obey them at all. Do not obey them so you can overcome them.
Yeah, you're right.
And one other thing before I go here. This day forward, share nothing with her. Don't tell her what you're working on yourself. Don't tell her what you're doing or what you're thinking. Don't argue with her at all. If you try to start an argument, do not argue back. Don't argue with the devil outside of you, inside of others, and don't argue with the devil inside of you. Be aware of the devil, but don't argue with the devil. So do not argue with her at all. Don't even ask her how her day was or anything. Ignore her and just work on you. You can't save her. A lot of people, even Jesus, when he healed people, he said, hey, you've been healed. Don't tell anybody. And they run and tell it. And then the people that they tell, because they doubt Jesus, they'll make you doubt. Because you're not strong enough to stand on your own yet, they'll make you doubt the truth. So don't tell anybody. Just work on yourself. Quietly work on you, and the light will shine on its own. You'll be fine. But you got to stop trying to save her. You can't save her. And you're not doing it because you love her. You're doing it because you're not doing it because you want her to be free. You're doing it because you want to be with her in peace, and that's not going to work.
Yeah, that is exactly.
You can't save another person. I highly recommend, do what you want, though. Do what you want, because you have children with her, and everything, so do what you want. But I highly recommend you get away from her. Be done with her. Go get your own place. Hopefully you... Nine times out of ten, women are so evil now, they keep the children from the father. They'll punish the children. They'll bring misery upon the children to get back at the father because they have no love. But she's going to do that anyway to the children, whether you stay or go. But I would highly recommend you get away from her. She's going to destroy you.
Yeah, you're right.
She doesn't love you, and you don't love her. That's your mama. You married your mama, and your mama because you hate your mama. All women and all men hate their mothers. That's why God said, "All who are born of the flesh must be born of the spirit of the Father. You must return to the Father."
You're right. Well, Jesse, I gotta get back to work. Thank you so much. It was amazing speaking to you. Everything you said, I already knew that's what I was gonna hear. But you know, sometimes it's good to hear it.
You were not. No human being were created to suffer. We were not created to suffer. It is abnormal to have pain. It is abnormal to have conflict. It is abnormal to be unhappy and worried and afraid and desperate and vicious and needy and all that. That's not normal. It's not given to us by God to be that way. It's an abnormal lifestyle. It's abnormal for you to be with a woman you got to fight with. It's not from God. If it were from God, there would be no fight. It would happen naturally. So you're living an abnormal life by trying to make something work. You can't make it work. You have to let it work. So I really want to encourage you, man, to work on yourself. Forget about her. Don't share anything with her. Leave her in her hell, and you work on you and let the light of God guide you.
Okay.
She's going to get worse, but don't you overreact to her at all. And if she's trying to be nice and bake a cake, you eat the cake, but you still don't give in to her. Never try to please anyone. Don't try to please her. You're not supposed to do that. You were not created to please anyone. Don't cater to her or any of that stuff. It's all abnormal, and that's why you're catching hell. You're trying to make something.
When she cries, she lying.
Absolutely. So,
man, it's so true.
Yeah, so leave the devil alone, and you work on the devil in you and overcome it.
All right, Joseph.
Let me know how it goes.
Thank you so much. Good hearing something.
You too, buddy. Take care.
All right.
Bye. Bye. 888-7753-773. People, it is abnormal to be miserable. It's abnormal to want. It's abnormal to be in fear. It's abnormal to give one thought about what someone else say or think about you, whether it's your wife or your mama, your daddy, your sister, your brother, your friends, or whatever. It's abnormal to have pain, to have anger, to have happiness and then fear. That's abnormal. It's not, you were not created. It's not, you're not supposed to, you're not created to live that way. You have been created to be free and for love to work through you that you might become the light of the world, men and women. You were not created. It's not normal to be miserable. And you got to learn to live with yourself before you can live with anyone else. If you can't stand alone, you're never going to be able to stand with someone else. And most people can't stand alone. They can't live with themselves. And don't let the devil tell you you're going to be a better parent than what you had. That's a lie. The devil's drawing you in, and then he laughs at you. I want you to know every time you're in pain, the devil's laughing. Because you're in pain because you listened to something he said, the spirit of evil said. Men and women, and ladies, you are responsible 100% to overcome your hell. You've heard me say over and over again, and you heard others say that welfare destroyed the black family, black people. Black people! This is from 1973, a video about welfare destroyed the black community. You know, like, when I, every time I hear the word community, I didn't grow up thinking about, oh, I'm in a black community. I grew up in a family, not a community. All right? Welfare destroyed black people by taking the fathers out of the home. Watch this from X.
The general rule that welfare is cut off if there is a man in the house, fathers are often driven away so that mother and children can eat.
85% of the head of household is a woman, because most of the men who should be in the household, they cannot make a decent living. And of course, it is better to know that a child will be fed 12 months out of the year than 3 months, which during the summer when construction work, you can make a decent living.
The man in the house rule was written to prevent welfare cheating, to make sure that aid to families with dependent children would go only to families headed by mothers. But the effect of the man in the house rule is to create for children an atmosphere of investigation and surveillance. And thus, the welfare system in its operation turns out to be a system to make life harder for children.
Amazing, huh? Yeah, that little life, sweet and punchy. Henry Lee standing around. Here's a psychiatrist explaining how the welfare system is against the family.
The welfare system helps the disintegration of the American family. It offers money to families if the fathers will leave them and stay away, in that sense undoing the very stability of the family and taking away one of the two parents the children, of course, need. And what I have seen, I'm afraid to say, all over the country is that the legal system works against the best kind of home for these children. We don't encourage parents to be at home with the children. We don't encourage mothers to feel that they can find their destiny as mothers. We take away, in many of the most vulnerable homes, fathers from those homes.
Amazing, huh? You have the civil rights leaders to thank for welfare, by the way. They don't want to agree to it, and the blacks fell for it. And it's just been down here ever since. I remember when I was, because down in Alabama where I live, welfare wasn't a thing for the blacks. But I remember when I would go up to the cities or over into Montgomery somewhere, and the blacks started getting those welfare checks, and the welfare people would come around to check on them. The man, if the woman had a husband or a boyfriend or anything living with her, he would leave the house or hide under the bed or another room until the welfare person left, because the money, they wanted the money over the family. They couldn't resist the money. I totally remember that as though it happened yesterday. They tempted the blacks with welfare, with money, and they fell for it. And now this is what you have. Now they can't get enough money, because enough money is never going to be enough. It's never going to bring you inner peace. But that's what happened. The blacks would hire the man, and the man would agree with and hire to get the check. Isn't that something? And that's why I'm encouraging blacks to take back, as individuals, you are responsible for you. Take back your life. Why don't you finally have a life? Are you going to live your whole life in misery? Why don't you let that go? Here's a perfect example of letting mama raise your kids. Watch this. For Max. Amazing, huh? Hell on earth. Hell on earth. And it's not going to change, folks. That's why you got to take responsibility for you, and your life can change. You can have perfect peace on earth. Little kids cursing, and look like they're smoking weed. At least pretending they are if they're not. But then cursing like drunken sailors. No father. Women need the father there to show her how to raise the children. To show her how to raise the children. Men, and ladies too, because there are women who married the wrong man and they're catching hell too. Believe me, I counsel with them. We have the best counseling service on this side of heaven by phone, Skype, or walk-in. The ladies are catching, I'm thinking of one situation right now. This woman is married, and she's sorry for what happened, and she stayed with the man and catching pure hell. You are not obligated to stay in a relationship. These relationships, those relationships where you got to fight and argue and try to make things happen, that's not from God. And I hear, oh, God doesn't like divorce. God doesn't want you to divorce. God's talking about those folk that he brings together, not the ones that Satan brought together. Those that Satan brought together, you're fighting. You're miserable. You can walk out of that situation. God don't care. God like, what the? God is wondering why you stand in it. You're responsible for you. Those relationships that he brings together, they don't end up in divorce. I'm arguing with my staff right now. But they're trying to make me say something I don't want to say. Where was I? Lady, get out of those relationships. Don't be miserable. If it's not happening naturally, walk away. Just don't be angry. Work on yourself. All right? Do what you want. But you are not created to be in misery. Anger is misery. Anger, and I hear a lot of, oh, Jesus had anger. Stop being dumb. Jesus doesn't have or didn't have emotional anger. That's not evil. Jesus had anger. Anger separates you from God. So if Jesus had anger in the kind you think he had, why did God say don't trust an angry person? How are you going to trust Jesus when God tells you not to if he's angry? Why don't you put two and two together? I put two and two together, I'm black. You're not supposed to be miserable, men and women. God is not putting these marriages together. One last quick clip. Here's another a result of letting mama raise you and why white people should not rent to blacks. Here's a clip of a black man slamming the door on his white female landlord after being asked why he was 14 days late on the rent. Watch this from X.
Hey, you got the rent?
Yes, ma'am.
Hey, it's the 14th. You know it's due on the 1st, right?
It's due when?
On the 1st.
It's due when I pay it. What you talking about?
Wow. It's due when I pay it, F. I mean, B. What are you talking about? Not on the 1st, when I pay it. And you want to rent to the black. Black people. You got to drop your anger. You're angry at your mother. You're yearning for your fathers. It has nothing to do with white people. That's why you can't do things in an orderly, light way because you can't see. And then he recorded and put it on the That's nothing to be proud of. What the? Especially being a man, you're supposed to be leading the way. Poor white lady. Now you see why that Chinese lady was mad at those little black kids. So she thought they stole something. I don't know if they did or not, but she thought they stole. And the white, poor white lady, she's scared. She's been all night. Do you know? You know it's late, right? Everybody afraid of the blacks, except baby Jessica's daddy and Hake. Amazing. Anyway, it's a spiritual battle, for it has nothing to do with race, male or female. It's spiritual. It's evil. It's the heart. And the heart is wicked. Salvation is about the heart, not vices. Heart. I got to tell you this. I've been talking to you all the time about working on yourself. Work on your physical life too, all right? Get a job. Buy some property. Buy gold. Buy gold. So some of you might know, well, I don't understand gold, Jesse. I don't know what to do. They have a lot of information on goldco.com. Right? Go to Gold Co., get some information about gold, and then learn about it, and then invest. Really. And for my listener, we have a special deal for you. Gold Co., and I agree, qualified accounts will receive 10% instant match in silver and bonus silver. 10% instant match in bonus silver. All right? So I recommend you hurry. Go to jessielovesgold.com. JesseLovesGold.com or call 855-644-GOLD. That's 855-644-GOLD. And they have a lot of information there for you to help you educate yourself about gold. Then, and maybe then, you would appreciate it. JesseLovesGold.com or 855-644-GOLD. Back in a moment to your phone calls. Oh, yeah, the treasure chest is open on DLive.
Around the world, most people
are unhappy, they're miserable, they have rough lives, they're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand, I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that, out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingdemand.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven. So the Hake Report is coming up at the top of this hour. TheHakeReport.com. And then Joel Friday TV at 11 a.m. He black. Joel Friday TV at 11 a.m. Pacific time. Both Pacific time. And then the American Anchor Baby on Rumble. On Rumble. Go over to Rumble. The American Anchor Baby at 12 noon. All right? Go over to Rumble. And once again, a quick reminder, there's a sale on, a special happening right now for April Fool. April, begin the April sale on cameos. Shout outs. Until Friday, they're only $20 right now. Birthday shout outs, wedding anniversaries, or whatever. Encouragement. Go to cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. I don't know what that is. Do I roast on Cameo? No. Huh? Oh. I mean, I do the Cameo. I do what the people want, you know, ask. Yeah. Amazing. So check it out. I want to go, man, let me go to Canada and talk to Abdi. Let's see. Abdi, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, Jesse, how's it going?
All is well.
All right, so I wanted to ask you a question. Since I started watching you, I heard you say to go forgive your mom. So I went and forgave my mom and everything. And as I kept going through the process of not reaching anything for the world. Like you said, I remember just watching your videos, and as you were speaking and saying things, I was taking it in intellectually, because you said at first it's fine to do it, and then it would just come naturally. And exactly what happened. And I remember you saying something like on one of your fellowships that you said something like the devil and his demons are roaming the earth, being who they can devour.
Right.
And I seen that, like, it was so, I don't know how to describe it. It's like, I can't tell it to anybody. I can't just go off to a random person at the cashier. I can't go to work and tell somebody. It's like, I'm the only person I know. But I know I'm not the only person I know.
Yeah.
You said it, right? So it was just so insane to me. But I don't know what to do from here, because, like, I know we all have a time, right? And that's the time. There's two clocks, one that the devil set for us and the one that God set for us, right? And I don't know. Actually, I'm not sure about the God's clock, right? But I've definitely seen the devil's. Like, he has a time and a place for us to all die, like the devil, right? And his plan, right?
I don't know what you mean by that.
Like, let's say it's morning, right? It's night, right? 2 o'clock. I gotta eat, or not. It's not like practical time.
Did you say the devil have a time for you to die?
Yeah, like he.
What do you mean by that?
Like, what I've noticed is that he will let's say he'll give you something, right? Attempt to give you something, and you'll just start to realize you need it more and more and more. To the point where you're trying to get that initial first reaction you had. I don't know if I'm making sense, but...
Here's what I recommend because of time. You're right. Now that you're starting to see the hell in you, you're going to see and understand the hell in other people. People around you won't see it, but you will. But you don't need to tell anyone about it. Don't... The devil wants you to tell people about it, and want your ego want to brag about it. Don't do that at all. You just quietly live your life and be aware. Stay present so you can be aware of what's going on inside of you and outside of you, inside of others, and you'll be fine. Really, you'll be at peace. And don't worry about anyone else. Don't go preaching. Don't try to show people things. Don't try to prove anything. And when it's time to do that, God will take control of your speaking, and he will cause that to happen. Don't worry about that.
Yeah, and I did experience that when it is time to speak, it just comes out of you naturally.
Yes, absolutely.
So when it's not time to speak, you don't even notice you spoke like 3 hours ago to somebody. Like,
right on.
You're not conscious of it. I did notice that as well. When it happens, like, you know, when you're one with the Father, it's so beautiful. It's amazing. Like,
absolutely.
It's like, I'm like, what is going on? Holy crap. It's another world that we're in.
It is another world, 100%. And that world is inside of us, not the outside world, but the inside world. You just stay with it, stay with it, stay with it, and you'll be fine. Just stay with it and hell with everybody else.
Yeah, it's amazing, Jesse. Thank you so much.
All right, buddy. And stay with him.
Thank you so much.
All right, buddy. Amazing. 888-775-3773. Let me go to Matthew, our first-time caller out of New York. Matthew, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, what's going on, Jesse?
All is well.
First, I just want to say, I really like your channel. I'm honestly mad I didn't find it sooner because I see you've been on YouTube for how many years?
35. Well, I've been on YouTube.
On YouTube.
No, because I started on radio. I don't know. We've been doing YouTube for a while.
But yeah, I really appreciate what you're doing. And my question to you is, why are there so many black people against Trump? And they swear he's the biggest racist out there, and that automatically if you're a black and you like him too, you're automatically labeled a coon. Like, I think that's ridiculous.
Well, a lot of the black females are against him because they hate men. They hate their fathers. They're angry. They do not respect black men or white men or any man because they have not been taught in the right way. They have no love, and so they hate Trump for that reason. Daddy is home. They hate daddy. And this time around, according to the report, more black men support and voted for Donald Trump than the women did, because the women, they're not going to do it. There are some black women, of course, voted for him, but the black men support him, but not the women. They hate men.
Black women. I hear from a lot of black men too, not just women.
Right, yeah, that's why I said there are some black men who've been brainwashed. They're angry. They have the spirit of their mothers, and they see things through dark eyes that they can't see. So they have been told that Trump, it's funny, when they were told that Trump was a good guy, Jesse Jackson and all those guys, they used to love Trump. When Trump had his TV show and everything, when they were told by their leaders, because blacks don't think for themselves, most blacks, not all, when they were told that Trump was a good guy, they loved Trump. And then they were told that Trump was a bad guy, now they hate Trump because they're incapable of thinking for themselves.
And what do you think
needs to happen for black people to think for themselves.
They got to pull away from the crowd and look within and try to understand what happened to them and how to overcome it. It's an individual thing. You can't have you can't do this with a crowd. The individual has to pull away and take control. That's the only way that the blacks are going to get better. They got to see that their anger really came from their mothers. They become like their mothers, and they're missing and yearning for their fathers. It's not going to change any other way. And by the way, I'm told that we started the Bond Channel. That's a YouTube thing, Jay? Back in 2007. And okay, Jesse Lee Peterson channel in 2009.
Yeah, because I just came across you a couple weeks ago. I was like, wow, why didn't I find this guy sooner?
How old are you?
I'm 35.
Have you gone and forgiven your mother yet?
No. And honestly, to be honest, I haven't talked to her in 2 years.
And why not?
I don't like, it was just too much trauma every time it went over. I was at a point in my life where I didn't need all that headache. I was already dealing with so much. I didn't need the extra stuff in my life at the time.
And when you were growing up and you were asked your father to help you deal with your mother, would he help you deal with her?
Yeah. My father's always been there for me.
So you're close to your father, huh?
Yeah, I'm a lot closer to my father than my mother.
Right on. So if you want to be free, you got to forgive your mother for what she's done to you. She can help herself. Her mother did it to her. It doesn't mean you got to hang out with her. You don't have to talk to her or any of those things. You don't have any responsibility toward her at all. But for you to go free to overcome her mindset, emotions, and all that, you got to apologize for resenting her so that God can forgive you and make you free.
I don't feel like I think like her at all. I feel like I'm more like my father.
Right on. Well, forgive her.
He really taught me everything in my life.
Well, forgive her. She can help herself, all right?
All right.
But don't hang out with her. You don't have to deal with her at all.
Yeah, I understand that.
All right, buddy. Thank you.
I've listened a lot to what you said, and you said that I don't even have to get an answer from her. I just need to forgive her, and that's going to...
Right. Yeah. And that way, God will forgive you, and he will just free you from all thinking and emotions and all that kind of crap.
All right. Thank you, Jesse.
You're welcome, buddy. You stay with it. Work on yourself and stay with it.
All right. I'll give you a call another time.
Okay. Amazing. 888-77 Jesse Super Chat.
Super Chat.
Super Super
Chat.
Over on Cash App, Bond JLP Cash App, Anthony says, good morning, JLP. Beautiful day here in Northeast PA.
Nice. Good morning and thank you.
Eli Ja with a diamond. Jason is one dumb porch person. He didn't say person.
What?
Shout out.
Thank you.
Thank you, Eli Ja. Justin bought a coffee on buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. I don't think these people realize that the last time we had tariffs like this, we didn't have income tax. When the demon rat president, Woodrow Wilson, lowered tariffs, they made the IRS and started annual income taxes 1914. So, yes, if Trump achieves what he's trying, you'll have so much money. Imagine keeping all the money you currently pay in income taxes every year. It'll be amazing. Good point.
That's interesting. Thank you. I'm telling you, folks, the tariff thing ain't going to work. Just be patient. You have nothing else better to offer. What do you got going on there that's better? Right on. Thank you.
Good question.
Yeah.
Elin Yen Shin says, Hake, why would you see EXP in clear reference to leveling up and pretend it isn't short for experience points? Joel is linear, not exponential. Yeah, it's horrible. Yesterday, we were talking about the levels. Joel is level one, but he's gaining with experience points. And I put gaining exponentially. What a mess. Thank you, Lin Yan Chin, for the correction.
So what happened?
You know how there are levels to inner stillness, according to Lin Yan Chin? yesterday. We were talking about that.
Okay.
Anchor Baby doesn't even have level one yet because he's just relying on his genius and energy.
Nice.
But
good for the Anchor Baby.
Yeah. But Joel is clearly level one, and Hake is barely level one. But he said that Joel is increasing with experience. He's not increasing exponentially.
How do people know what level of spirituality is?
It's not people. It's Lin Yen Chin.
Oh, how did he know what level?
He's very perceptive.
Of what?
Of other people's inner stillness or lack thereof.
Nice. Thank you.
You cannot Z me, says biblical question.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah. Biblical question?
You cannot Z me?
Yeah.
Oh.
He gave us. You cannot Z me gave a super chat to answer the biblical question.
What?
How?
How? What?
Can. You?
How can you change your future?
Being bored so that God can talk to you.
Thank you. I'll put my two cents in on Sunday. I appreciate it.
Walmart Avarius, JD, said his wife, he needs his wife around him because she helps him calm. She helps calm his anxiety. Beta.
That is real beta.
I hadn't heard that, but he did say something to the effect of helping him deal with his anger or something.
How can a wife help you deal with anger?
She helps to, like, tame him or control him or something.
Only the spirit of truth can help you deal with anger. What, so when the wife is not around, you're going to go back into your anger? What's up?
Terrible.
You cannot rely on anything outside of you to help you overcome anger. It's a spirit. You need the light of God only. Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, Alex. Three coffees. Biblical question.
How can you change your future?
By realizing that the future is an illusion. Belief in the future makes one destined to repeat the past. Letting it go breaks the cycle, and there is nothing left but awareness, says Alex.
Amazing. Thank you, Alex. I'll put my two cents in on Sunday.
Five coffees from Zorak 90, biblical question answer.
How can you change your future?
By changing your heart. After that, you stay present and sit along for God's ride.
Amazing. Thank you.
I cracked. I'm growing.
I'll put my sisters in on Sunday.
Thinking out loud about our coffee. Jesse, is it dumb to take a lower paying job than your previous job based on the idea that the lower paying job will look better on your resume? My previous job paid almost $20 more per hour, says Thinking Out Loud.
So is it dumb to take a lower paying job so you can look better on your
resume?
I don't know. I can't respond to that. Call me.
It sounds dumb to me, but I don't know.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense to me, but call me.
And it reminds me of a story possibly by the same person, possibly somebody else. Somebody's parents encouraged him or her to take a lower paying job at a nonprofit rather than a corporate job.
I know, that was dumb. Yeah, I don't know. Call me about it or make it clear on your super chat. Thank you.
Lord Spike Protein sent a very generous sticker with a pair with a workout headband riding on a flying rocket thing.
Thank you. Amazing.
DC Worldwide Media opened stores in our communities, in our own communities. Problem solved. Then you don't have to go to Chinatown, I think is the reference.
Right. But if you open stores in the black community, they're going to rob you. It ain't going to work. Really. Amazing. Thank you.
Walmartavius, leaving your kids at a McDonald's is better than leaving them at a public school.
That's
at least
sure.
They ain't getting brainwashed at a Mickey D's.
That's for sure.
Just because you got to watch out for black women crashing out over chicken nuggets.
Amazing. Thank you. I got to stop there.
We'll read the rest later, guys. Thank you all.
Amazing. I want to go to Camilla. What? Camilla. Not Camilla. My bad. Sorry, Camilla. Out of Wisconsin. Camilla, welcome to the show. You're on the air. Sorry about calling you Camilla.
Thank you. You'll get it right one of these times.
I know. I'm black and slow. What the?
Well, hi.
Hi. Go ahead.
First of all, I got to correct the grammar king, Hake. He said Brad Shemale. It's Shimmel. He's the guy that lost the Supreme Court election here in Wisconsin yesterday.
Yeah, the Wisconsin judge. Thank you for the correction. It's, how do you say it? Shimmel?
Yep.
Nice.
He lost?
Yeah, a liberal woman won for Wisconsin State Supreme Court.
How did that happen, Camilla?
I don't know, and I worked for it. So I walked to probably almost 5,000 houses trying to get people to vote for Brad. I don't know.
Wisconsin people are going to resent that, regret that.
It was pretty disappointing.
Yeah, I bet.
You know, every time I knocked on a door and, you know, they're for her, they're just mean and nasty people.
Yeah, yeah.
And I decided I want to start wearing my Trump hat to save me some time, because that'll be a real good indication. And sure enough, lots of doors just slammed in the face and got swore at. It was awful.
What? Human beings are evil. I told you, human beings are evil. It's amazing to me how human beings treat one another. And they don't care. They don't think about it. They have no concern at all. No love. It's mind blowing how evil human beings are toward each other. It's amazing.
Yeah. So normally I'm a stay at home mom and I homeschool my daughter. And
nice.
I left her at home for hours a day, and I gave her her schoolwork. I left her notes. And I just, like, the first couple of days, I was being mom, and I'm like, are you sure you're okay? But she's like, I'm fine.
How old is she?
She had a tablet. She's 7 years old, almost eight. Well, I'm not going to say almost eight, Jesse. <She's seven.
laughs> I know. Every time I ask, how old are you? People always tell me, I'm going to be. And then if they mention that, I'm 13 now, or I'm 80 now, and I'm going to be 81 next week. Like, what now?
I don't get it.
Yeah.
But yeah, she had a tap. She could call me if she needed anything. And I was always working, like, pretty close by. And her dad, like, works 10 minutes away. So
nice.
So she was totally fine. And I don't think that guy should have. Did he get arrested for leaving his kids at McDonald's?
Yes.
According to the story,
he had a interview to do, a job interview to do. And so he left them there. It sounded like he wasn't far from McDonald's. He went for the interview, but he was arrested at that point.
Well, the one-year-old maybe is a little bit young, but the older kids could take care of him. I don't think it's that big of a deal.
Yeah, because there was a 10-year-old and a 6-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is what happens, though, when you allow the government to get involved with your life. They start making these kind of rules and try to control you even more so. Because in the good old days, there was no problem with leaving the younger kid with the older kids and blah, 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 and live your life. Those are your kids. They're not the government kids. The government shouldn't be able to tell you what to do with your own children.
Mm-hmm.
What a mess.
Yeah, so I got to tell you, too, I got to go see Elon Musk in Green Bay on Sunday night.
How was that?
Amazing, of course.
Amazing. Nice. Cool.
Yeah, he gave $2 million away to Wisconsin voters, and I was still hoping I could win it. So my first thought was, how much money am I going to be able to get Jesse?
Nice.
Well, but all thoughts are all lies. I didn't win.
Well, hopefully you will next time. Amazing. Yeah. Thank you so much. Because of time, I got to run, but thank you. Call me again, all right?
Yeah, sure will.
Okay.
Love you, Jesse.
Love you, too. Amazing. Let me go to Cuba out of California. So Cuba is in California. Cuba, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
How you doing, Jesse?
All is well.
Right on. Same here. So I wanted to ask two things. One, respond to the biblical question, but I only have time to do that. So.
How can you change your future?
By changing who you are in the present?
By changing who you are in the present. Very interesting, man. I want to respond to that, but I got to wait until Sunday. Amazing.
I know.
Thank you for that, though.
I'll talk to you later, bro. Thank you.
All right. Take care now. I am so out of time, folks. All the way out of time for today. Tomorrow, if the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise, is Bible Thumper Thursday. Listen, folks. I'm telling you the truth. It is abnormal. It's not a normal state of being to be miserable in your life, to be worry, jealousy, envy, strife, anxiety, up and down, fake happiness, needing someone to love, and whatever. That's not normal for human beings, all right? You can overcome it, but you got to take control of you. Go forgive your mama. Every human being, if you want to enter into this place of perfect peace, you got to forgive your mama and your daddy. And then do the silent prayer, rebuildingtheman.com/prayer, so you can stay present with life itself, and life will work. All right? Let everything go. And you'll let it go without you trying to let it go. You're just naturally overcoming, all right? Do the silent prayer, forgive. It's interesting how people have so many problems with forgiveness. You heard the young man call earlier saying that he thought his wife was going to be happy talking about forgiveness, loving one another, treating one well. And she got mad. All the hell came out. What the? But work on you. Hate coming up now, thehatereport.com. And then Joel Friday at 11 a.m. And then the American Anchor Baby at 12 noon on Rumble. And then thanks for your super chat. We'll finish those up on tomorrow, the Lord is willing. And the crypto ride. And phone calls, I'm out of time. Jordan from Buffalo and the other calls that are dropping, I'm out of time. Have a good day, folks. Thank you.
I have books that are amazing. I highly recommend you get them. 7 Guaranteed Steps to Spiritual, Family, and Financial Success Guide. Even if you're not starting a business, but you have a job, or you're on welfare, it can help you if you do. Be doers of the word, all right? From rage to responsibility. From rage. That's what I write about in the first chapter, especially how I overcame. Scam. How the black leadership exploits black Americans. They're using them. And blacks are too willing to be used. And then my last book, The Antidote, Healing America from the Poison of Hate, Blame, and Victimhood. They are all amazing books, and they are helpful. Go to rebuildingtheman.com if you want an autographed copy, or call 800-411-2663. So, here's what I recommend. I invite you to download my silent prayer.
I know some people have called in and they wonder if the silent prayer is working. And I just want to take a second and to tell them that it works. You just have to stick with it.
Yeah.
That's the first thing I started doing before I even forgave my parents. And I was so depressed and suicidal at some times that I just would have to stop in the middle of my job or whatever I was doing and go into the silent prayer. And it really does help. Like, I don't have those anymore.
Amazing. You haven't seen anything yet. Doubt every thought. Bring every thought into captivity. Just let them all pass. Don't judge them. You haven't seen anything. It gets better and better and better and easier, easier, easier. So my gift to you, no charge, at rebuildingtheman.com/church.